landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.org today.
The Money Pit is presented by FineTape.com. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? You getting ready for the big Halloween holiday? You want to make sure you have plenty of light for those trick-or-treaters that are coming up? Don't want any tripping hazards around your property? If you're a big decorator, that's always a hassle for us. Got to make sure we run those extension cords so nobody walks on them and trips. But if you're looking for some advice on anything from Halloween decor to a big remodeling project, you are in the right place, because that's what we do. We've been doing this for 20 years. We love taking your calls and answering your questions about projects that you either do yourself or maybe projects that you want to hire a pro to tackle. We'll give you some tips, some advice, some ideas on how you can get them done right the first time, perhaps how you can save some money along the way and maybe decide whether or not the project is worth tackling or not based on the benefits. So whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's episode, if the thought of cleaning your gutters makes you groan, you're probably a good candidate for gutter guards. But while hiring a gutter company to install these can be ridiculously expensive, buying the product and either installing them yourself or hiring a handyman to do the project can be a lot less expensive. So we'll walk you through what needs to be done.
And when it comes to homeownership, knowledge is power. Understanding how you can care for and maintain your home and then plan for all of those necessary repairs, it's essential for preserving and enjoying it for all those years to come. So Angie Hicks, the founder of Angie, is joining us with the tips for five essential things you should know about your home.
And if you guys are ready for a kitchen or bath update, but you don't have the big budget for a major redo, we're going to share how to create a beautiful new countertop or bath vanity in just a weekend.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and your house is winning? Well, we are here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we're your one-stop shopping for all things DIY.
Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Two things will happen. First, we'll do our best to give you the answer to your home improvement question. Plus, we're also giving away from Coda a two-pack of multi-directional LED shop lights so you could win some pretty neat lights. It's going to go out to one listener drawn at random from those who reach out to us with their questions. So call us right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button, and you can record your question to us right there and get the fastest possible response. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Lorna in Rhode Island is dealing with some flies at home. Tell us what's going on.
Fruit flies. They seem to be invading the kitchen, and I'm thinking they're heading for the garbage disposal area, but I'm not really sure.
I mean, are they coming up out of the garbage disposal?
No, they don't seem to be.
I mean, generally, if you think they're coming to the sink or from the sink, sometimes people will actually put some tape over that drain and just seal that off to see if they are coming from there. This way, if they're getting stuck on the underside, you know they're coming up from the drain, and then that would be a different approach.
Yeah, you
can
do that
okay.
During the day. Say when you go out for the day, just cover the drain temporarily with the tape and keep an eye on it. And
great
the other
idea.
Things you could do is you could, if that's the case, then you could put some bleach down that drain, or maybe some OxyClean or something like that, and then cover the top of it. That tends to really sort of gas anything that are sort of laying in there.
Oh, okay. So straight bleach or mixed with water or?
No, you could just put some straight bleach down there, or you could use OxyClean. The powdered
okay.
bleach.
All right. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Michael in Louisiana is on the line with a question about insulation and the different types. How can we help you?
Hey, my question's about closed cell versus open cell foam, and in a roof deck application, the difference between using open and closed cell foam and roof deck rot.
So, first of all, it's a really good product to use for any type of a roof insulation. Spray foam insulation is really the best way to go. It's not subjected to the same types of humidity and decay issues that traditional fiberglass would, because it's essentially designed to be in a conditioned space. You don't have to vent it. Now, in terms of the differences, open cell foam characteristically is a little softer and more flexible. It has the cells are deliberately left open. And closed cell is just as the name implies. They basically are sealed together, stiffer and harder. The R value on closed cell is usually higher than open cell. So that means you can get more insulation in the same physical space with closed cell compared to open cell. But the other side of it is it's usually more expensive. So what I would do is I would compare and contrast total R value when making the assessment, not just how many inches of insulation, because that's what you're paying for, right? You're paying for the insulation value. And I will say that if it's an area where I'm concerned about moisture more so, closed cell is probably the better way to go. For example, we see houses along the beach where the underside of the floor structure is sprayed. In those applications, I like to recommend closed cell over open.
So I think I understood that the industry several years ago was recommending closed cell for roof deck scenarios, but then they kind of got away from that and went back to open cell due to moisture accumulation in the roof deck.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. I mean, I would talk to the manufacturer of the product that you're deciding to work with. I did my house, and I used Isonine. I was really happy with them. They're a Canadian company, one of the biggest in the world with that product. But there are lots of good companies. It also comes down to the installer, because it's a product that has to be mixed on site. It's not like you're, you know, heading to the home center and picking up some rolls of insulation. This stuff is mixed and applied right there. So the experience of the installer is really important as well in getting the job done right.
So we had our entire roof foam insulated about a year or so ago, and I've noticed that the interior humidity level since then has been higher than what we had previous to to that. So I don't know if the overall envelope of the house obviously is much tighter, but the home was built in the mid 90s, so we have kind of builder grade insulation and builder grade windows in the exterior walls. So I know that the roof deck and the eaves and all that are much tighter.
I understand what you're saying, Michael, and it's entirely possible because you have now less natural ventilation. You know, you basically may have taken a home that had, several air changes per hour and now cut that way back. It is possible that you could have a bit more humidity inside. But, I mean, I think that that's not a problem. I think it's just a condition that you should manage. And especially in an area like Louisiana where you are, 100% humidity, 9 months of the year, it would seem, right? You might want to think about using a piece of equipment that's designed specifically to reduce humidity. For example, there's a type of product called a whole home dehumidifier. Now, don't confuse this with the dehumidifier you typically see on a lower level of a house that's hooked up to a bucket and just dumps water out. This is actually installed into the duct system as part of the HVAC system. and it runs on a humidistat. And when it comes on, it is designed only to pull humidity out of the air. And it can do so in a really surprising volume. It can take out like 100 pints of water a day. So in your area, that might be something that I would consider, especially if I'm seeing excessive humidity inside the house. But I think you're on the right, you're on the right path with the spray foam.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, have you noticed that the leaves are beginning to fall, and when they fall, they kind of land directly into your gutters? Well, if you can climb a ladder to the edge of your roof or hire a handyman to do the climbing for you, installing gutter guards is a pretty easy project that requires no special skills. We're going to walk you through that next. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtrete, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Megan Goodholm's Better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? It's autumn, perfect time of year for lots of projects around the house. Maybe you're just getting ready for Halloween, or you're thinking ahead to Thanksgiving, or you just want to repaint every room in your house, because that seems to be what I've been thinking about a lot lately. And I'm like, the weather's pretty good.
You just moved that paintbrush from one room to the next. I know how you think.
I do.
Just keep going.
I really do. So I'm like, we could be in for a possible paint redo all before Thanksgiving. We'll see. So maybe that's what's going on your list. Well, whatever it is, if you are ready to renovate like a pro, tune on into the Money Pit podcast. We'll give you some expert tips and tricks, whether it's a big project like a kitchen or a bath or perhaps an even bigger project like the entire house. Whatever it is, we're going to give you the knowledge and give you the confidence to transform your space into the masterpiece you want it to be. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Well, if you've got a workspace that could use a serious lighting upgrade, like a basement or a garage or any other place that's a bit dim, we have got an awesome giveaway going out to one lucky caller today.
That's right. We've got two sets of Coda's two-pack multi-directional LED shop lights. I mean, these are super versatile. They're incredibly dynamic. Each one is going to shine between 1,000 and 8,000 lumens, so they're super bright, but you can sort of adjust that brightness to your needs. You can use them for like a gym-like feel. You can main light your garage or work area, or even full brightness for those big, detailed projects that you might be working on. And the best part is they come pre-assembled, and you can link up to 6 fixtures, which makes installation a breeze. Each set retails for $99, but we've got two sets up for grabs for one of you lucky listeners.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com/ask.
Loretta, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We're in the process of building a beach house, and we have a crawl space, no basement, because of, you know, the water level there. Basements are not allowed. Everything we've looked up and, you know, just trying to find out what flooring to put in, we were hoping for 90% of the floor to be hardwood floor, but everybody's telling us no, we can't do hardwood. So we've been looking around and we've seen different types, laminate, vinyl, and have read so many mixed things about it that we just were undecided of what to do now.
Okay. So if you're thinking solid hardwood, I would agree. There is, however, a type of hardwood called engineered hardwood that is much more dimensionally stable and can work very successfully in damp locations. Engineered hardwood is, if you can think of the way plywood is made, where you have different layers of wood that are glued together at opposing angles, but the top surface is what you see. That's kind of what engineered hardwood is in terms of how it's made. There are different layers that are glued together at 90 degrees, and when you see the finished board, the top of it, that is all that you see when it's all down, is the hardwood, and the rest of it basically is the part that gives it this tremendous sort of structural rigidity in different conditions. So you definitely could use an engineered hardwood. But that said, sure, there are lots of great laminate products, and also the new type of product that looks like pretty much laminate or can look like hardwood is called EVP, which stands for engineered vinyl plank. I just put a beautiful EVP floor down in my mom's kitchen for her. So I wanted a floor that was going to take the traffic and handle the moisture and the spills and that sort of stuff and the chair scuffs. And man, it looked great. It looks like an antique-y kind of an old wood floor. And the whole thing's made out of vinyl, but I'm telling you, nobody can tell when they walk in this kitchen and look down at it. Vinyl's the last thing you would guess because they've done such a great job now with how these products are made and the colors that they put in and the textures that they put in. It looks just like, you know, the real thing, which in our case was an old wood floor.
And it's definitely good with, like, humidity and...
Well, it's vinyl. You could use it underwater and have no effect.
Okay. Right.
So I would take a look at those products, and I think you'll find something that is going to work well for you.
Okay. How about price-wise?
The EVP is going to probably be less expensive than the engineered hardwood, but it's not terribly expensive either way.
All right. We'll take a look at it.
Well, the thought of cleaning your gutters makes you groan. You're probably a good candidate for gutter covers or gutter guards. But while hiring a gutter company to install these can be ridiculously expensive, buying the product and either installing it yourself or hiring a handyman to do the work can be a lot less expensive.
Yeah, first of all, installing gutter guards is really a simple project that requires no special skills. You do need a few basic tools like a ladder, a measuring tape, and tin snips to be able to cut those guards to the length you need. But the first step here is to clean out the gutter, because there's no point in putting a gutter guard over an already filled gutter, you guys. So put on some gloves, scoop out any debris with your hand or a garden trowel, rinse out that gutter with a garden hose equipped with a nozzle, and then make sure you flush out the downspouts, because if the downspouts are jammed up, that's a big problem.
Now it's time to start installing the gutter guards. Now, while there are a lot of guards out there, we found that the stainless steel sort of micro mesh covers do the best job. Now, these can be really expensive when you hire a gutter company to install them, but when you buy them online, we're talking about maybe $4 or $5 a foot. We've got a post on MoneyPit.com all about gutter guards, and in it we link to a brand that offers the guards and the hardware for both 5-inch and 6-inch gutters at a great price. Just search gutter guards on MoneyPit.com, and it'll come right up for you.
Yeah, and you know what? Installing them really is the easiest part. All you do is slip the back edge under the roofing shingle that are already overhanging the gutter, and then that front edge aligns with the front edge of your gutter, and it's attached with those self-tapping screws. One tip here, because you may be trying to get a long section of gutter guard under the shingles, it's easier if you've got a work buddy to help on a second ladder. You guys can work side by side in tandem and get that guard in place.
And once it's done, you'll be free of clogs from leaves and pine needles and even the occasional tennis ball, which, by the way, we found through much research is exactly the precise size needed to clog a downspout.
I don't know what you're talking about. My children never, ever did that
never.
And flooded
yeah.
the basement and wrecked everything. What? No. Huh? Wade in South Dakota is on the line and has a question about siding. How can we help you?
Hi. We had a big hailstorm come through, and it took out a bunch of our siding, our steel siding. And I'm kind of fighting with the insurance company to find an exact match. My question, I guess, is the house is close to 20 years old. What are the chances that the siding that they pick is going to match up with the color?
Between little and none.
That's kind of what I figured.
And listen, Wade, when this is not a new argument with insurance companies. It happens all the time with roof damage. You know, let's say you get ice stand damage and you have to just replace like 3 feet of roof on the front of the house, or maybe you get leaks around a vent or something and you have to replace a piece of roof. Insurance companies traditionally replace the entire roof. And in your case, they should be replacing all of your siding without argument, because they've got to restore it at least as good as it was before, and giving you mismatched siding isn't what you contracted them to do. So I would stick to your guns. And sure, give them the opportunity to find a replacement, but they won't be able to, and you don't have to accept it, and you can insist that it all be replaced with brand new siding. Do you have a private adjuster on this to help you with the claim?
Somebody that the insurance company contacted, yes.
That adjuster's working for the insurance company. What you want to do is get a public adjuster, and a public adjuster works for you, the public, and they work on commission, so it doesn't really cost you much to have these guys on the job, and they're there to find every single solitary thing that they can claim for and get that into the claim. So everything from picking up the nails on your property that will be part of that construction project to getting the whole house resided, they try to get that claim as full as possible, because the more they find, the more money they make, because they're all on commission. So I would definitely find a good quality public adjuster, perhaps check with your attorney, do your research, find somebody that has a lot of experience, and let them fight for you so you don't have to fight with the insurance company.
Great. I'll definitely look into that. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, because we are here to lend a hand. You know, when it comes to owning a home, knowledge truly is power, and knowing how to properly maintain your home and plan for those future repairs is key to preserving your home's value and just plain enjoying that house over time. Up next, Angie Hicks, founder of Angie, shares her top 5 essential tips every homeowner needs to know. So stick around.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Ready Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readyfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Sales machine. .com/book.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, as many of our listeners know, knowledge is power when it comes to home ownership. Understanding how to care and maintain your home and planning for necessary repairs is essential to preserving and enjoying it for years to come.
That's right, and that's a subject that our next guest knows a lot about. Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, has been helping homeowners find reliable professionals for projects since 1996. She's here to share five essential things that you should know about your home. Angie Hicks, welcome to the Money Pit.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So when it comes to home ownership, knowledge is power. And there are things, though, that homeowners should be doing and should know about their homes that can help prevent problems. Why don't we talk about some of those?
You know, my favorite one when I think about getting to know your home, the very first thing you need to make sure you know how to do is turn off the main water in your house. So where is the main water valve shut off in your house? Tom, you mentioned your home inspector. I mean, that is a great thing to learn from your home inspector. Go on the home inspection.
Oh, God, yeah. That's so important.
Because they can point things out to you and you can ask questions. It's incredibly valuable. But, you know, I believe that water can be your home's worst enemy. So knowing where that water shutoff valve can avoid a disaster, turn it into a mild problem if you can get water shut off quickly.
In our home inspection company, we actually had a set of, I think there were six or seven different tags, valve tags, that we would put on the valves during the inspection. So there was the main water valve, there was the water heater valve, there were the hose bibs, there were the ice maker valves, and so on. And people so appreciated that. We used to hear back months and years later that they were so appreciative of being able to know with confidence what those valves did. So you're absolutely right. Understanding where they are and what they do and being able to access them quickly in an emergency is really, really critical. It can save you tens of thousands of dollars in flood damage.
That's absolutely correct. I think the other thing that I think we a lot of times kind of take for granted and don't think about, having a fire extinguisher in the kitchen and make sure you know where it is, how to use it, and that it's in good working condition. Because, you know, again, this is another example of how you can avoid turning a small problem into a large one.
Yeah, and also teaching your kids how to use it, right? Leslie, I mean, you've got young boys. Do they know how to use a fire extinguisher?
Oh, 100%. And they know where it is. They know all kinds of fire safety in the house. And I think it's super important. The kids and I have an evacuation plan in the event of a fire emergency. You know, sadly, a few years back, we had a home in town burn down and the family was lost, which was horrible for everybody in our village. So we do go over all of this methods of safety, how to put out a fire, where the fire extinguisher is. And again, I think it's something people neglect to discuss in their home.
Like, oh, I don't need to worry about that. The odds that I need that are very slim, but it's that moment that you need it, that you need it.
Yeah, and that's when you panic, so it's good to practice and know.
I'll tell you, years ago when I was doing a lot of stuff with MSNBC, there was a fire training academy that used to train all the regional fire departments. They had some really cool facilities, but one of their instructors actually came to my house with the crew, and they did a test on my family and I, and they filled the house up with smoke. Now, it wasn't real smoke. It was a fake smoke, but it just changes your perspective when you literally can't see your hand in front of your face. You really get messed up in terms of your distance, even in a home that you've lived in for many, many years. So understanding how to get in and out of that house in an emergency and where the extinguishers are and what you should be doing first, second, and third, it's really an important discussion to have with your family.
Absolutely.
So, Angie, what do you think about home warranties? You know, you hear so often that there's an opportunity to purchase a warranty for, especially a new construction. Are these worth it? I mean, does it make sense to kind of have this sort of additional protection or not really? Or is the answer, it depends?
It honestly depends on you and your situation. So, you know, first and foremost, you should always think about the warranties that automatically come with the house and the products and understand, you know, whether those are going to cover your potential issues. Sometimes people might think, hey, I might buy an extra warranty on my refrigerator because, you know, I don't want to have to spend that money yet again if something goes wrong. You know, but make sure you know what those warranties are and know what they cover. And then additionally, sometimes people will receive a home warranty, for example, when they buy a house. Read the details. Understand what's covered. Understand what's not. How claims are handled. What pros are going to be doing the work, because it all comes down to who's going to be doing the work for you. And then also, you know, don't assume, this is one thing I hear from time to time as well, is that something checked out fine on a home inspection, but the home warranty didn't cover it. The home warranty and the home inspection are two different things, two different companies, two different contracts, et cetera. make sure you understand the details so that you know what you're buying and what you should expect.
We're talking to Angie Hicks. She is the founder of Angie's List that we now call Angie. And Angie, you actually started this as an actual list, didn't you? Was it back in 96 or so? Was it a paper, a printed publisher?
It was paper, exactly. Yeah. It was pre-internet days.
You really were way ahead of your time. Good for you. Good for you. Now, let's talk about understanding the different components of your home. I always told my home inspection clients that it was important to kind of have an inventory of key components and ages and predicted life so you would kind of understand when you should expect to replace your roof and how many more years you may get out of your furnace or your air conditioning system, because this way you avoid the surprises when it breaks down.
That's right, and that's really important for a homeowner, because you might spend, you know, 1% to 2% of the value of your home maintaining, repairing, and updating it each year, and that could be a significant amount of money. And so you don't want to have surprises. So, you know, when you're making up your dream list for what you'd like to do around the house for, you know, next year, make sure you know the age of some of these important structural things that aren't as exciting to do but are important to do. So if your roof is, you know, more than 15 years old, you're like, at some point I'm probably going to have to replace a roof. Say, you know, kind of also think about the mechanicals, like your furnace or your air conditioner. How old are they? Because that can help you prepare for saving for them. And then also help you make those decisions about whether to repair or replace. Because sometimes especially a furnace or an air conditioner gets later on in its life and you get a repair bill, it might just be better off to replace it.
You know, what I think is super interesting, Angie, is that 40% of new homeowners are really surprised at how much they're spending annually on home maintenance. I think there truly is no understanding of what a home costs to own. So how can we help a new homeowner, and even a homeowner who's already in the house, really understand what they need to set aside or how they can mentally prepare for the expense?
Well, when you're thinking about, you know, kind of buying a home, for example, to kind of avoid that surprise with a new homeowner, you know, when you're laying out your budget, you need to pay for the mortgage, the home insurance, you know, things like that. You kind of walk your taxes. You know, also budget 1% to 2% of the value of your home for maintenance and repairs. And I think sometimes people don't have that top of mind because it's not a hard cost at the time you're buying the house, right? It's something that's going to come in the future. And so kind of thinking about that can help you think about what house I want to buy. You know, what's my budget? How much do I want to spend on my mortgage if I know I'm going to spend, $300 or $400 a month on improvements? You know, maybe I want to bring my mortgage down a little bit. Maybe I want to bring my house price down a little bit. Also budgeting that kind of as you go along so that you know. And one thing I recommend, and I try to do this at the beginning of the year, is walk around your house like you're just getting ready to buy it, because you're never as critical of a house as the one that you're about to buy. You know, write everything down, kind of put budget aside at that point, and then prioritize those items, you know, so kind of group them by structural problems, mechanical problems, all the way down to that, you know, kind of new outdoor kitchen you'd like to install next summer. Then lay your budget against it. That way, you know, you didn't put the kitchen in, the outdoor kitchen in, but then discovered you needed a new roof. And then you're kind of stuck in a money crunch. So kind of keeping a critical eye on the condition of your home will help you avoid those budget surprises.
That makes so much sense. Angie Hicks from Angie, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Money Pit today. Angie, really good to talk to you. Thanks for all the work that you've done to help homeowners find contractors to do their jobs well. There are so many out there, and you are the key to connecting us with those pros when it's time to take on a project. Angie Hicks, thanks again.
Thank you.
Coming up, do you own a blow dryer? Well, if you do, it's actually the only tool you're going to need to create a beautiful new marble swirl countertop with help from a kit just out from Deich Coatings. Can't wait to tell you all about that, so stick around.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marvel Dream Kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we make DIY doable. Whether you are doing or dreaming or hiring somebody to do the doing while you do the dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, guys, if your workspace could use a serious lighting upgrade, on today's show we're giving away a two-pack of Kota's multi-directional LED shop lights. The set's worth about $200. They're very versatile. They're very dynamic. Each one shines between 1,000 and 8,000 lumens, so they're totally adjustable to suit your needs. And the best part is that they come pre-assembled, so they're easy to install, and you can link up 6 fixtures together. They're available for $99 per set. We've got 2 going out to 1 lucky listener. If you'd like to make that you got to call us with your question. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask. Well, if you're thinking about updating your kitchen or bathroom but don't have the budget for a full remodel, we've got a great solution. There's a new countertop kit that's out from Deich Coatings called Marble Dream, and it can transform your space in just a single weekend. You know, I actually used it on an old worn laminate countertop recently, and now it looks amazing.
Yeah, you know, one of the coolest things about this kit is that you can create a beautiful swirl effect in the marble, and all you need to do that is a blow dryer. I mean, it uses the heat and the air movement to create this kind of one-of-a-kind flowing marble design in truly no time. So if you have no skills but a hairdryer, this is the project for you.
Exactly, and you can control the look by adding accent colors where you want them, then use the blow dryer to sort of move and blend the colors across the surface. The heat interacts with the ingredients, and that creates a realistic marble effect that's very unique to your project. And I have to say, Leslie, that was the most fun part
of redoing that countertop is to watch the material move around when it's sort of pushed by the blow dryer. It looks awesome.
Yeah, and it's so great because it looks beautiful, but it's also super durable. It resists stains, heat, even impact, and you can apply it to just about anything, a laminate, concrete, plywood, MDF, stone, you name it, you can put it on it. And it's sealed with a tough polyurethane clear coat, and that's going to keep the surface food safe and looking great.
Yeah, it's really an easy DIY project to do as well. There's even a brand new video that walks you through every step over at DeichCoatings.com. You don't need any special skills or artistic ability, and the whole project takes just 2 days from start to finish.
All right, you got to love that. And I also love how Peter Deich himself walks us through every step in his videos. He shows you how simple this product is to use and how fun it is to watch the transformation take place to make a gorgeous swirling marble top. Now, the Marble Dream Kit, you're going to get coverage for about 40 square feet, so that's kind of good for a run of countertop. And it costs $169. It comes in two colors, Pristine White and Cosmos Black, and it includes everything you need for the project.
Yep, except for the blow dryer. You're on your own with that.
I'm sure you've got one.
Yeah, I got one.
All right, well, you can get the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit with free shipping at DeichCoatings.com, and it's also available at Lowe's and Home Depot. Thanks so much for joining us on this autumn weekend here at the Money Pit. Well, as the weather cools down, you may be thinking about the projects that need to be done before that winter chill sets in. We are going to share tips on weekend projects that make the most of fall temps next in the Money Pit. You live in a
money pit. This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely and chatting interview.
Conversation.
It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Yes.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy to help you take on a project you want to get done. If you need some help getting started, reach out right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Bosley wrote in to Team Money Pit, and he's looking for three angels who can help him solve crimes. No, I'm kidding. People are like, who, what? Charlie's Angels, for people of a certain age.
You just dated us, all right? You have to explain the whole
younger
series.
People are like, I don't understand that reference. Anywho, Bosley wrote in, I want to remove a bathroom mirror that's glued to the wall, but I have no idea how to get it off the wall. What is the best way to go about doing this with a lot of protective gear on?
Yeah, exactly. That's a tricky one. So, all right. First of all, you can't pry it off the wall, obviously, because it's going to break. And this was what makes it very dangerous. You need to have proper protection to your face and to your hands and all of that when you work on this. But there is a trick, one trick of the trade, and that is that if you can get a wire behind that window, what you can do is draw that wire like a saw back and forth. And if it's held on, well, usually it's held on with like sort of dabs of black adhesive. What that wire will do is it'll actually pull through that adhesive. It'll go between the adhesive and the drywall and start to separate that mirror as you go. But keep in mind, though, the more you work on this, the weaker it's going to get. And at some point, it's going to release from the wall, and you don't want it to drop. So it really is a tricky job to do. And even once you're done, you're probably going to find that wall is so damaged that you're going to have to replace the drywall. I don't think you'll be able to save it because you're going to end up tearing off some of the paper surface. But what you could do is put a second layer of drywall over it. You don't have to use half inch. You could use the thinner 3/8 inch drywall and cover what's there. But that's the way to do it. And a lot of patience and a lot of protection. It's a tricky job.
And you know what, Bosley? A great trick of the trade. And actually, our engineer loves to do this trick when he removes mirror because he plays the guitar, is to use a super thick guitar string. If you can get your hands on one of those, it's coarse enough to kind of cut through the adhesive, and it's also thin enough to slip behind the mirror.
Well, as the weather cools down, you may be thinking about projects that need to get done before that winter chill sets in. Leslie shares tips on weekend projects that make the most of fall temperatures in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
You know, that's right. Temperature-wise, fall is the perfect time for tackling projects indoors and out. And here's a few that are easy to knock out in a small part of your weekend. I'm not taking over your whole weekend, but I'm asking just a little bit of time to tackle these projects. First of all, make sure that your water heater is good for hot showers all winter long. You want to keep it running efficiently so you can drain 2 gallons of water from your tank heater twice a year. Don't tackle this, though, without making sure the heater is not only powered off, but you've given it at least a full hour to cool down. Now, you also want to keep those heating bills low because even though the weather's like great right now and maybe you don't have the heat on, you're gonna soon enough. So let's keep those bills low. A fresh furnace filter is key to help you regulate those bills and keep those temperatures high. And if you haven't done so in a while, those furnace filters need to be changed monthly. And since you'll soon be closing those windows and doors for good, you can use this time to clean your house the natural way. Vinegar and water works great on windows and wood floors. Salt and baking soda is great to make a paste that you can use as a scouring cleanser. And olive oil and lemon juice creates a chemical-free furniture polish. We've got a long list of natural cleaners that you can make yourself on MoneyPit.com. We've got a lot to keep you busy for the fall and the winter, so always reach out with projects you are working on so we can lend a hand.
Coming up next time on the Money Pit, have you guys been using your heating system? Did you get it serviced before you did? Well, it's not too late. An annual service by a pro is key to making sure the system remains safe and efficient. We'll explain the key components to include on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. This is Carl Lindebaugh. Join us Monday as we welcome Enjoy the Magazine and find out the latest on what's happening in the North State. Also joining us is the representatives from the Veterans Day Parade that's going to happen the 9th of November in the city of Shasta Lake. Find out how many entries and who's going to be there. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are both fighting hard to win a key county in West Michigan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from his Blue Wall States tour.
Kent County, Michigan is home to Grand Rapids, and it's a battleground county within a battleground state. Trump won in 2016, but lost in 2020. This county has been a prime target for Trump and Harris, with both candidates repeatedly visiting the area. On Sunday, Harris will make her final campaign stops in Michigan, and Trump will wrap up his campaign right here on Monday night. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
When you know what you stand for, you know what to fight for.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump continue crisscrossing the country in the final days before Tuesday's election. Each side is investing massive resources to try to drive up voter turnout.
Also at townhall.com, Rican Garcia reports on a new agreement reached at a biodiversity summit in Colombia.
After 2 weeks of negotiations, delegates at the United Nations Biodiversity Conference have agreed to set up a new body that will involve indigenous peoples in future conservation decisions. They also agreed that major corporations must share the benefits of research when using natural genetic resources. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres also addressed the host nation, reaffirming their commitment to achieving harmony with nature. I'm Rica Ann Garcia.
The remains of two aviators who died when their jet crashed during a training flight in Washington State last month returns home from Dover Air Force Base in the coming days. The two men have been identified as Lieutenant Serena Weilman and Lieutenant Commander Lindsey Evans. You'll find more online at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
The federal government's handing out $2.4 billion in railroad grants. More from John Scott.
The grants will help pay for 122 projects nationwide, with more than half of the money going to smaller railroads. The grants will go to projects across 41 states and Washington, D.C. Most of the money will go to track and bridge upgrades, but some of the grants will be used to bolster training and explore cleaner-burning alternative fuels. Some small railroads will also get help upgrading to more efficient locomotives. Much of the money comes from the 2021 infrastructure law. John Scott reporting.
Lyft is paying $2.1 million to settle a suit accusing the ride-hailing service of exaggerating how much money drivers could make while the company was trying to recover from a steep downturn in demand during the pandemic. The agreement formalizes a settlement Lyft reached with the Federal Trade Commission over the same issues on October 25th. You'll find more online at townhall.com. America's employers added just 12,000 jobs last month.
It's a total that economists say was held down by the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. Last month's hiring gain was down significantly from the 223,000 jobs that were added in September. But economists have estimated that Hurricanes Helene and Milton, combined with strikes at Boeing and elsewhere, had the effect of pushing down net job growth by tens of thousands of jobs in October.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the unemployment rate remained at 4.1%. The report provides a somewhat blurry view of the job market at the end of a presidential race that has pivoted heavily on voters' feelings about the economy. Apple has snapped out of an iPhone sales slump during its summertime quarter. Sales of the iPhone totaled $46.2 billion for the third quarter, a 6-point increase from the same time last year. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Call the Veteran Card Donation Program. They'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help,
but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-828-3383. That's 800-828-3383. 800-828-3383.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. In life, you'll hear a lot of people tell you that you can do anything you want. I'm here to tell you that's true. Since I was a little girl, I dreamed of becoming a successful singer and entertainer. It took a lot of hard work, dedication, and perseverance to find my success, but it was worth it. I never gave up on my dreams. Remember, you can never have a dream come true until you've had a dream. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Money Pit is presented by FineTape.com. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? You getting ready for the big Halloween holiday? You want to make sure you have plenty of light for those trick-or-treaters that are coming up? You want any tripping hazards around your property? If you're a big decorator, that's always a hassle for us. You've got to make sure we run those extension cords so nobody walks on them and trips. But if you're looking for some advice on anything from Halloween decor to a big remodeling project, you are in the right place, because that's what we do. We've been doing this for 20 years. We love taking your calls and answering your questions about projects that you either do yourself or maybe projects that you want to hire a pro to tackle. We'll give you some tips, some advice, some ideas on how you can get them done right the first time, perhaps how you can save some money along the way and maybe decide whether or not the project is worth tackling or not based on the benefits. So whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's episode, if the thought of cleaning your gutters makes you groan, you're probably a good candidate for gutter guards. But while hiring a gutter company to install these can be ridiculously expensive, buying the product and either installing them yourself or hiring a handyman to do the project can be a lot less expensive. So we'll walk you through what needs to be done.
And when it comes to homeownership, knowledge is power. Understanding how you can care for and maintain your home and then plan for all of those necessary repairs, it's essential for preserving and enjoying it for all those years to come. So Angie Hicks, the founder of Angie, is joining us with the tips for five essential things you should know about your home.
And if you guys are ready for a kitchen or bath update, but you don't have the big budget for a major redo, we're going to share how to create a beautiful new countertop or bath vanity in just a weekend.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug-of-war with your house and your house is winning? Well, we are here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we're your one-stop shopping for all things DIY.
Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Two things will happen. First, we'll do our best to give you the answer to your home improvement question. Plus, we're also giving away from Coda a two-pack of multi-directional LED shop lights, so you could win some pretty neat lights. It's going to go out to one listener drawn at random from those who reach out to us with their questions. So call us right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button, and you can record your question to us right there and get the fastest possible response. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Lorna in Rhode Island is dealing with some flies at home. Tell us what's going on.
Fruit flies. They seem to be invading the kitchen, and I'm thinking they're heading for the garbage disposal area, but I'm not really sure.
I mean, are they coming up out of the garbage disposal?
No, they don't seem to be.
I mean, generally, if you think they're coming to the sink or from the sink, sometimes people will actually put some tape over that drain and just seal that off to see if they are coming from there. This way, if they're getting stuck on the underside, you know they're coming up from the drain, and then that would be a different approach.
Yeah, you
can
do that
okay.
During the day. Say when you go out for the day, just cover the drain temporarily with the tape and keep an eye on it. And
great
the other
idea.
Things you could do is you could, if that's the case, then you could put some bleach down that drain, or maybe some OxyClean or something like that, and then cover the top of it. That tends to really sort of gas any that are sort of laying in there.
Oh, okay. So straight bleach or mixed with water or?
No, you could just put some straight bleach down there, or you could use OxyClean. The powdered
okay.
bleach.
All right. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Michael in Louisiana is on the line with a question about insulation and the different types. How can we help you?
Hey, my question's about closed cell versus open cell foam, and in a roof deck application, the difference between using open and closed cell foam and roof deck rot.
So, first of all, it's a really good product to use for any type of a roof insulation. Spray foam insulation is really the best way to go. It's not subjected to the same types of humidity and decay issues that traditional fiberglass would, because it's essentially designed to be in a conditioned space. You don't have to vent it. Now, in terms of the differences, open cell foam characteristically is a little softer and more flexible. It has the cells are deliberately left open. And closed cell is just as the name implies. They basically are sealed together stiffer and harder. The R value on closed cell is usually higher than open cell. So that means you can get more insulation in the same physical space with closed cell compared to open cell. But the other side of it is it's usually more expensive. So what I would do is I would compare and contrast total R value when making the assessment, not just how many inches of insulation, because that's what you're paying for, right? You're paying for the insulation value. And I will say that if it's an area where I'm concerned about moisture more so, closed cell is probably the better way to go. For example, we see houses along the beach where the underside of the floor structure is sprayed. In those applications, I'd like to recommend closed cell over open.
So I think I understood that the industry several years ago was recommending closed cell for roof deck scenarios, but then they kind of got away from that and went back to open cell due to moisture accumulation in the roof deck.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. I mean, I would talk to the manufacturer of the product that you're deciding to work with. I did my house, and I used Isonine. I was really happy with them. They're a Canadian company, one of the biggest in the world with that product. But there are lots of good companies. It also comes down to the installer because it's a product that has to be mixed on site. It's not like you're, you know, heading to the home center and picking up some rolls of insulation. This stuff is mixed and applied right there. So the experience of the installer is really important as well in getting the job done right.
So we had our entire roof foam insulated about a year or so ago, and I've noticed that the interior humidity level since then has been higher than what we had previous to, you know, to that. So I don't know if the overall envelope of the house, you know, obviously is much tighter, but the home was built in the mid-90s, so we have kind of builder-grade insulation and builder-grade windows in the exterior walls. So I know that, you know, the roof deck and the eaves and all that are much tighter.
You know, I understand what you're saying, Michael, and it's entirely possible because you have now less natural ventilation. You know, you basically may have taken a home that had, you know, several air changes per hour and now cut that way back. It is possible that you could have a bit more humidity inside. But, I mean, I think that that's not a problem. I think it's just a condition that you should manage. And especially in an area like Louisiana where you are, you know, 100% humidity, you know, 9 months of the year, it would seem, right? You might want to think about using a piece of equipment that's designed specifically to reduce humidity. For example, there's a type of product called a whole home dehumidifier. Now, don't confuse this with a dehumidifier you typically see on a lower level of a house that's hooked up to a bucket and just dumps water out. This is actually installed into the duct system as part of the HVAC system. And it runs on a humidistat, and when it comes on, it is designed only to pull humidity out of the air. And it can do so in a really surprising volume. It can take out like 100 pints of water a day. So in your area, that might be something that I would consider, especially if I'm seeing excessive humidity inside the house. But I think you're on the right path with the spray foam.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, have you noticed that the leaves are beginning to fall, and when they fall, they kind of land directly into your gutters? Well, if you can climb a ladder to the edge of your roof or hire a handyman to do the climbing for you, installing gutter guards is a pretty easy project that requires no special skills. We're going to walk you through that next. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtrete, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? It's autumn, perfect time of year for lots of projects around the house. Maybe you're just getting ready for Halloween, or you're thinking ahead to Thanksgiving, or you just want to repaint every room in your house, because that seems to be what I've been thinking about a lot lately. And I'm like, the weather's pretty good.
You just moved that paintbrush from one room to the next. I know how you think.
I do. I really do. So I'm like, we could be in for a possible paint redo all before Thanksgiving. We'll see. So maybe that's what's going on your list. Well, whatever it is, if you are ready to renovate like a pro, tune on into the Money Pit podcast. We'll give you some expert tips and tricks, whether it's a big project like a kitchen or a bath, or perhaps an even bigger project like the entire house. Whatever it is, we're going to give you the knowledge and give you the confidence to transform your space into the masterpiece you want it to be. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Well, if you've got a workspace that could use a serious lighting upgrade, like a basement or a garage or any other place that's a bit dim, we have got an awesome giveaway going out to one lucky caller today.
That's right. We've got two sets of Coda's two-pack multi-directional LED shop lights. I mean, these are super versatile. They're incredibly dynamic. Each one is going to shine between 1,000 and 8,000 lumens, so they're super bright, but you can sort of adjust that brightness to your needs. You can use them for like a gym-like feel. You can main light your garage or work area, or even full brightness for those big, detailed projects that you might be working on. And the best part is they come pre-assembled, and you can link up to six fixtures, which makes installation a breeze. Each set retails for $99, but we've got two sets up for grabs for one of you lucky listeners.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com/ask.
Loretta, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We're in the process of building a beach house, and we have a crawl space, no basement, because of, you know, the water level there. Basements are not allowed. Everything we've looked up and, you know, just trying to find out what flooring to put in, we were hoping for 90% of the floor to be hardwood floor. But everybody's telling us no, we can't do hardwood. So we've been looking around, and we've seen different types, laminate, vinyl, and have read so many mixed things about it that we just were undecided of what to do now.
Okay. So if you're thinking solid hardwood, I would agree. There is, however, a type of hardwood called engineered hardwood that is much more dimensionally stable and can work very successfully in damp locations. Engineered hardwood is if you can think of the way plywood is made, where you have different layers of wood that are glued together at opposing angles, but the top surface is what you see. That's kind of what engineered hardwood is in terms of how it's made. There are different layers that are glued together at 90 degrees, and when you see the finished board, the top of it, that is all that you see when it's all down, is the hardwood, and the rest of it basically is the part that gives it this sort of structural rigidity in different conditions. So you definitely could use an engineered hardwood. But that said, sure, there are lots of great laminate products, and also the new type of product that looks like pretty much laminate or could look like hardwood is called EVP, which stands for engineered vinyl plank. I just put a beautiful EVP floor down in my mom's kitchen for her. So I wanted a floor that was going to take the traffic and handle the moisture and the spills and that sort of stuff and the chair scuffs. And man, it looked great. It looks like an antique-y kind of an old wood floor. And the whole thing's made out of vinyl, but I'm telling you, nobody can tell when they walk in this kitchen and look down at it. Vinyl's the last thing you would guess because they've done such a great job now with how these products are made and the colors that they put in and the textures that they put in. It looks just like, you know, the real thing, which in our case was an old wood floor.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely good with, like, humidity and...
Well, it's vinyl. You could use it underwater and have no effect.
Okay. Right.
So I would take a look at those products, and I think you'll find something that is going to work well for you.
Okay. How about price-wise?
The EVP is going to probably be less expensive than the engineered hardwood, but it's not terribly expensive either way.
All right.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Money they make because they're all on commission. So I would definitely find a good quality public adjuster, perhaps check with your attorney, do your research, find somebody that has a lot of experience, and let them fight for you so you don't have to fight with the insurance company.
Great. I'll definitely look into that. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on because we are here to lend a hand. You know, when it comes to owning a home, knowledge truly is power, and knowing how to properly maintain your home and plan for those future repairs is key to preserving your home's value and just plain enjoying that house over time. Up next, Angie Hicks, founder of Angie, shares her top five essential tips every homeowner needs to know. So stick around.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. The Prince George's Trap and Skeet Center in Glendale, Maryland, roared to life last week when the 10th annual Benelli USA Invitational took center stage. The one-day sporting clays event drew 164 competitive shooters, many of them military veterans, to join forces in support of a cause that resonates deeply with the values of courage, resilience, and adventure. For the past decade, the Benelli USA Invitational has been more than just a premier shooting event. It's a commitment to our nation's warriors and their families to raise funds for the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Remember that sound? That's, of course, George Jetson's flying car from the popular cartoon The Jetsons from the 60s. But now, flying cars are a reality, as the Jetson Company has come out with the Jetson 1. Rickard Stieber from Jetson has more.
If you visualize the Formula 1 car that I think most people have seen, and instead of the tires, you essentially have propellers. So it is a drone, like a toy drone, but it's a large toy drone that you can sit in and fly. So you can actually fly this vehicle, the Jetson One, without the pilot license. We will train you, of course. So now through drone technology, you know, electric battery technology, and of course software that makes you fly very easily, you don't actually have to be a very good pilot. The computer kind of helps you take off and land and go where you want to go in an easy way.
And you don't need a runway. More at Jetson.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, as many of our listeners know, knowledge is power when it comes to home ownership. Understanding how to care and maintain your home and planning for necessary repairs is essential to preserving and enjoying it for years to come.
That's right. And that's a subject that our next guest knows a lot about. Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, has been helping homeowners find reliable professionals for projects since 1996. She's here to share five essential things that you should know about your home. Angie Hicks, welcome to the Money Pit.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So when it comes to home ownership, knowledge is power. And there are things, though, that homeowners should be doing and should know about their homes that can help prevent problems. Why don't we talk about some of those?
You know, my favorite one when I think about getting to know your home, the very first thing you need to make sure you know how to do is turn off the main water in your house. So where is the main water valve shut off in your house? Tom, you mentioned your home inspector. I mean, that is a great thing to learn from your home inspector. Go on the home inspection.
Oh, God, yeah. That's so important.
Because they can point things out to you and you can ask questions. It's incredibly valuable. But, you know, I believe that water can be your home's worst enemy. So knowing where that water shutoff valve can avoid a disaster, turn it into a mild problem if you can get water shut off quickly.
In our home inspection company, we actually had a set of, I think there were six or seven different tags, valve tags, that we would put on the valves during the inspection. So there was the main water valve, there was the water heater valve, there were the hose bibs, there were the ice maker valves, and so on. And people so appreciated that. We used to hear back months and years later that they were so appreciative of being able to know with confidence what those valves did. So you're absolutely right. Understanding where they are and what they do and being able to access them quickly in an emergency is really, really critical. It can save you tens of thousands of dollars in flood damage.
That's absolutely correct. I think the other thing that I think we a lot of times kind of take for granted and don't think about, having a fire extinguisher in the kitchen and make sure you know where it is, how to use it, and that it's in good working condition. Because, you know, again, this is another example of how you can avoid turning a small problem into a large one.
Yeah, and also teaching your kids how to use it, right, Leslie? I mean, you've got young boys. Do they know how to use a fire extinguisher?
Oh, 100%. And they know where it is. They know all kinds of fire safety in the house. And I think it's super important. The kids and I have an evacuation plan in the event of a fire emergency. You know, sadly, a few years back, we had a home in town burned down and the family was lost, which was horrible for everybody in our village. So we do go over all of this methods of safety, how to put out a fire, where the fire extinguisher is. And again, I think it's something people neglect to discuss in their home.
Like, oh, I don't need to worry about that. The odds that I need that are very slim, but it's that moment that you need it, that you need it.
Yeah, and that's when you panic, so it's good to practice and know.
I'll tell you, years ago when I was doing a lot of stuff with MSNBC, there was a fire training academy that used to train all their regional fire departments. They had some really cool facilities, but one of their instructors actually came to my house with the crew, and they did a test on my family and I, and they filled the house up with smoke. Now, it wasn't real smoke. It was a fake smoke, but it just changes your perspective when you literally can't see your hand in front of your face. You really get messed up in terms of your distance, even in a home that you've lived in for many, many years. So understanding how to get in and out of that house in an emergency and where the extinguishers are and what you should be doing first, second, and third is really an important discussion to have with your family.
Absolutely.
So, Angie, what do you think about home warranties? You know, you hear so often that there's an opportunity to purchase a warranty for, especially in new construction. Are these worth it? I mean, does it make sense to kind of have this sort of additional protection or not really? Or is the answer, it depends?
It honestly depends on you and your situation. So, you know, first and foremost, you should always think about the warranties that automatically come with the house and the products and understand, you know, whether those are going to cover your potential issues. Sometimes people might think, hey, I might buy an extra warranty on my refrigerator because, you know, I don't want to have to spend that money yet again if something goes wrong. You know, but make sure you know what those warranties are and know what they cover. And then additionally, sometimes people will receive a home warranty, for example, when they buy a house. Read the details. Understand what's covered. Understand what's not. How claims are handled. What pros are going to be doing the work, because it all comes down to who's going to be doing the work for you. And then also, you know, don't assume, this is one thing I hear from time to time as well, is that something checked out fine on a home inspection, but the home warranty didn't cover it. The home warranty and the home inspection are two different things, two different companies, two different contracts, et cetera. Make sure you understand the details so that you know what you're buying and what you should expect.
We're talking to Angie Hicks. She is the founder of Angie's List that we now call Angie. And Angie, you actually started this as an actual list, didn't you? Was it back in 96 or so? Was it a paper, a printed publisher?
It was paper, exactly. Yeah. It was pre-internet days.
You really were way out of your time. Good for you. Good for you. And let's talk about understanding the different components of your home. I always told my home inspection clients that it was important to kind of have an inventory of key components and ages and protected life so you would kind of understand when you should expect to replace your roof and how many more years you may get out of your furnace or your air conditioning system, because this way you avoid the surprises when it breaks down.
That's right, and that's really important for a homeowner, because you might spend, you know, 1-2% of the value of your home maintaining, repairing, and updating it each year, and that could be a significant amount of money. And so you don't want to have surprises. So, you know, when you're making up your dream list for what you'd like to do around the house for, you know, next year, make sure you know the age of some of these important structural things that aren't as exciting to do but are important to do. So if your roof is, you know, more than 15 years old, you're like, you know, at some point I'm probably going to have to replace a roof. Same, you know, kind of also think about the mechanicals, like your furnace or your air conditioner. How old are they? Because that can help you prepare for saving for them. And then also help you make those decisions about whether to repair or replace. Because sometimes when especially, you know, a furnace or an air conditioner gets later on in its life and you get a repair bill, it might just be better off to replace it.
You know, what I think is super interesting, Angie, is that 40% of new homeowners are really surprised at how much they're spending annually on home maintenance. I think there truly is no understanding of what a home costs to own. So how can we help a new homeowner and even a homeowner who's already in the house really understand what they need to set aside or how they can mentally prepare for the expense?
Well, when you're thinking about, you know, kind of buying a home, for example, to kind of avoid that surprise with a new homeowner, you know, when you're laying out your budget, you need to pay for the mortgage, the home insurance, you know, things like that. You kind of walk your taxes. You know, also budget 1% to 2% of the value of your home for maintenance and repairs. And I think sometimes people don't have that top of mind because it's not a hard cost at the time you're buying the house, right? It's something that's going to come in the future. And so kind of thinking about that can help you think about what house I want to buy. You know, what's my budget? How much do I want to spend on my mortgage if I know I'm going to spend, $300 or $400 a month on improvements? You know, maybe I want to bring my mortgage down a little bit. Maybe I want to bring my house price down a little bit. Also budgeting that kind of as you go along so that you know. And one thing I recommend, and I try to do this at the beginning of the year, is walk around your house like you're just getting ready to buy it, because you're never as critical of a house as the one that you're about to buy. You know, write everything down, kind of put budget aside at that point, and then prioritize those items, you know, so kind of group them by structural problems, mechanical problems, all the way down to that, you know, kind of new outdoor kitchen you'd like to install next summer. Then lay your budget against it. That way, you know, you didn't put the kitchen in, the outdoor kitchen in, but then discovered you needed a new roof. And then you're kind of stuck in a money crunch. So kind of keeping a critical eye on the condition of your home will help you avoid those budget surprises.
That makes so much sense. Angie Hicks from Angie. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Money Pit today. Angie, really good to talk to you. Thanks for all the work that you've done to help homeowners find contractors to do their jobs well. There are so many out there, and you are the key to connecting us with those pros when it's time to take on a project. Angie Hicks, thanks again.
Thank you.
Coming up, do you own a blow dryer? Well, if you do, it's actually the only tool you're going to need to create a beautiful new marble swirl countertop with help from a kit just out from Deich Coatings. Can't wait to tell you all about that, so stick around.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, Jay, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Needs, and the best part is that they come pre-assembled, so they're easy to install, and you can link up six fixtures together. They're available for $99 per set. We've got two going out to one lucky listener. If you'd like to make that you got to call us with your question. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask. Well, if you're thinking about updating your kitchen or bathroom but don't have the budget for a full remodel, we've got a great solution. There's a new countertop kit that's out from Deich Coatings called Marble Dream, and it can transform your space in just a single weekend. You know, I actually used it on an old worn laminate countertop recently, and now it looks amazing.
Yeah, you know, one of the coolest things about this kit is that you can create a beautiful swirl effect in the marble, and all you need to do that is a blow dryer. I mean, it uses the heat and the air movement to create this kind of one-of-a-kind flowing marble design in truly no time. So if you have no skills but a hair dryer, this is the project for you.
Exactly, and you can control the look by adding accent colors where you want them. Then use the blow dryer to sort of move and blend the colors across the surface. The heat interacts with the ingredients, and that creates a realistic marble effect that's very unique to your project. And I have to say, Leslie, that was the most fun part of redoing that countertop, is to watch the material move around when it's sort of pushed by the blow dryer. It looks awesome.
Yeah, and it's so great because it looks beautiful, but it's also super durable. It resists stains, heat, even impact, and you can apply it to just about anything, a laminate, concrete, plywood, MDF, stone, you name it, you can put it on it. And it's sealed with a tough polyurethane clear coat, and that's going to keep the surface food safe and looking great.
Yeah, it's really an easy DIY project to do as well. There's even a brand new video that walks you through every step over at DeichCoatings.com. You don't need any special skills or artistic ability, and the whole project takes just 2 days from start to finish.
All right, you got to love that. And I also love how Peter Deich himself walks us through every step in his videos. He shows you how simple this product is to use and how fun it is to watch the transformation take place to make a gorgeous swirling marble top. Now, the Marble Dream Kit, you're going to get coverage for about 40 square feet. So that's kind of good for a run of countertop. And it costs $169. It comes in two colors, pristine white and Cosmos black. And it includes everything you need for the project.
Yep, except for the blow dryer. You're on your own with that.
I'm sure you've got one.
Yeah, I got one.
All right, well, you can get the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit with free shipping at DeichCoatings.com. And it's also available at Lowe's and Home Depot. Thanks so much for joining us on this autumn weekend here at the Money Pit. Well, as the weather cools down, you may be thinking about the projects that need to be done before that winter chill sets in. We are going to share tips on weekend projects that make the most of fall temps next in the Money Pit.
You live in a Money Pit.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy to help you take on a project you want to get done. If you need some help getting started, reach out right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Bosley wrote in to Team Money Pit, and he's looking for three angels who can help him solve crimes. No, I'm kidding. People are like, who, what? Charlie's Angels for people of a certain age.
You just dated us, all right? You have to explain the whole
Younger
series.
People are like, I don't understand that reference. Anywho, Bosley wrote in, I want to remove a bathroom mirror that's glued to the wall, but I have no idea how to get it off the wall. What is the best way to go about doing this with a lot of protective gear on?
Yeah, exactly. That's a tricky one. So, all right. First of all, you can't pry it off the wall, obviously, because it's going to break. And this is what makes it very dangerous. You need to have proper protection to your face and to your hands and all of that when you work on this. But there is a trick, one trick of the trade, and that is that if you can get a wire behind that window, what you can do is draw that wire like a saw back and forth. And if it's held on, well, usually it's held on with like sort of dabs of black adhesive. What that wire will do is it'll actually pull through that adhesive, or it'll go between the adhesive and the drywall and start to separate that mirror as you go. But keep in mind, though, the more you work on this, the weaker it's going to get. And at some point, it's going to release from the wall, and you don't want it to drop. So it really is a tricky job to do. And even once you're done, you're probably going to find that wall is so damaged that you're going to have to replace the drywall. I don't think you'll be able to save it because you're going to end up tearing off some of the paper surface. But what you could do is put a second layer of drywall over it. You don't have to use half inch. You could use the thinner 3/8 inch drywall and cover what's there. But that's the way to do it. A lot of patience and a lot of protection. It's a tricky job.
And you know what, Fosley? A great trick of the trade, and actually our engineer loves to do this trick when he removes mirror because he plays the guitar, is to use a super thick guitar string. If you can get your hands on one of those, it's coarse enough to kind of cut through the adhesive, and it's also thin enough to slip behind the mirror.
Well, as the weather cools down, you may be thinking about projects that need to get done before that winter chill sets in. Leslie shares tips on weekend projects that make the most of fall temperatures in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
You know, that's right. Temperature-wise, fall is the perfect time for tackling projects indoors and out. And here's a few that are easy to knock out in a small part of your weekend. I'm not taking over your whole weekend, but I'm asking just a little bit of time to tackle these projects. First of all, make sure that your water heater is good for hot showers all winter long. You want to keep it running efficiently so you can drain 2 gallons of water from your tank heater twice a year. Don't tackle this, though, without making sure the heater is not only powered off, but you've given it at least a full hour to cool down. Now, you also want to keep those heating bills low because even though the weather's like great right now and maybe you don't have the heat on, you're gonna soon enough. So let's keep those bills low. A fresh furnace filter is key to help you regulate those bills and keep those temperatures high. And if you haven't done so in a while, those furnace filters need to be changed monthly. And since you'll soon be closing those windows and doors for good, you can use this time to clean your house the natural way. Vinegar and water works great on windows and wood floors. Salt and baking soda is great to make a paste that you can use as a scouring cleanser. And olive oil and lemon juice creates a chemical-free furniture polish. We've got a long list of natural cleaners that you can make yourself on MoneyPit.com. We've got a lot to keep you busy for the fall and the winter, so always reach out with projects you are working on so we can lend a hand.
Coming up next time on the Money Pit, have you guys been using your heating system? Did you get it serviced before you did? Well, it's not too late. An annual service by a pro is key to making sure the system remains safe and efficient. We'll explain the key components to include on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City, covering the 2024 election like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
How do you like my garbage truck?
He was not calling Trump supporters garbage.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
250 million Americans are not garbage.
I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
I have heard from Republicans that there is concern at the Trump campaign that the turnout and enthusiasm numbers aren't where they need to be.
Donald Trump wins comes next week. The signs all along will have been obvious, the right direction being very low, Joe Biden's approval rating being very low, and Republicans really registering numbers. You can't say you weren't warned.
And that was, by the way, the warning of CNN data analyst Howard Inten. This hour, we're going to be joined by Josh Krasshauer, Fox News political analyst, editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider. Also, a quick note to where the candidates are today. The tracker on the trail. Trump is going to be in Albuquerque, New Mexico. What's the signal there? I think he thinks he can win the state. Henderson, Nevada, who was just in Henderson doing a big show later on today. He's going to finish the day in Glendale, Arizona. Yeah, he's really showing his age. I'm being sarcastic. J.D. Vance participates in a town hall in High Point, North Carolina for Harris. Phoenix, Arizona, to Reno, Nevada, to Las Vegas, Nevada. And Walz, if you're still paying attention to him. Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Erie, Pennsylvania, and he's got another stop in Erie. It's going to be a big day, and we're still looking at the aftermath of Sunday's rally with MSG, but more importantly, what Joe Biden did to derail Kamala Harris in his Zoom call by basically calling Trump supporters trash, made the most of by Donald Trump, who put his a reflector vest on, hopped into a garbage truck, and told everyone his followers, his voters, are not trash. And that could get people to the polls. Remember, just 45,000 votes in seven battleground states, maybe six, last cycle delivered the election to Joe Biden. Howard Kurtz knows all about it, host of Media Buzz on Sundays, 11 to 2. It's repeated throughout the day. Also, best-selling author. Howard Kurtz, welcome back.
Thanks, Brian.
Howard Kurtz, everybody's talking about Donald Trump's reaction to the trash comment about his voters that he found out about when Marco Rubio was on stage in relatively dramatic fashion. Do you like what he did yesterday to underline it?
Look, Donald Trump running around in a garbage truck just kind of symbolizes how crazy this campaign is. But, you know, he jumped on this incredible blunder by Biden. I mean, Joe Biden couldn't be undermining Kamala Harris more if he was trying to do it. Last week it was lock him up. Now it's like Trump supporters are garbage. And then the White House trying to walk it back by saying, oh, no, there's an apostrophe in there. He was only talking about that one comic at the Madison Square Garden rally. Well, he blew it. I mean, he keeps, I'm just going to say something I shouldn't say on the radio. He keeps committing these gaffes. It hurts Harris. She kind of distanced herself from him, but she doesn't want to come out and denounce him. And, you know, Trump is pretty nimble at these things. I mean, he's the guy who went to McDonald's, and there he is, using a garbage truck as a symbol of, you know, the worst thing you can do in politics is attack the other side's voters. You can say anything you want about the other opponent, but when you start going after voters, you're losing.
I think so. Here is Donald Trump yesterday. He's in a picture this at home. He's in a garbage truck with a reflector vest. Cut to.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
So, and he left it on because he said it made him look thinner throughout the appearance, and he gets Brett Favre. Look, the other side has much bigger surrogates. They got Beyonce. They got Willie Nelson. Barack Obama, you could argue, is a star. They're going to have Taylor Swift on Monday. Then you got Brett Favre out there. You got almost every UFC fighter, Dana White, Hulk Hogan. What do you think the surrogates do?
Star surrogates. You know, I think they draw people to rallies. You know, who wouldn't want to go and see a Bruce Springsteen concert at a Kamala rally? I didn't know Taylor Swift was doing this on Monday, but that'll obviously attract a lot of Swifties. But, you know, with the exception of Republicans who come out for Kamala Harris, Arnold just did that in a lengthy post, former governor of California. He's back, you know. I don't think it does that much. You got to go out and win this on your own. And in Kamala Harris's speech, and I'm sure you've talked about this at length, it was contradictory. It was a fatal flaw in the speech that almost no one in the media is mentioning, which is she spends the first 15 minutes, Trump is a disaster, he is unchecked power, he's all about his own grievances, and then she turns and tries to pivot and says, yeah, but, you know, I'm the candidate of unity. I'm going to bring this country together. Well, you can't do that, you know, try to pull that off. If you just spent, you know, many minutes kicking the crap out of the guy. And also she said some things that weren't true, like he will try to cut Social Security and Medicare. He was president for 4 years. He didn't try at all. But I think she gets so little scrutiny from the media that didn't make any headlines.
So I'm going to bring you to some moments in the media and just get you to comment on them. Number one, Whoopi sure. Goldberg on The View says something really outlandish, even for The View. Cut 36.
What we heard at that rally should be enough to shake folks awake, because he's talking about you, all of you, all of you. Talking about you and us. He's not going to, you know, say, oh, you're with a white guy, I'm going to keep you from being deported. No, he's going to deport you and put the white guy with someone else. The man is out there.
So he's saying that interracial couples are going to send them out and tell white people to marry other people?
I don't know where Whoopi gets this stuff. And obviously The View, swooned over Kamala when she appeared on the show, and they all hate Trump. And look, the truth is there's a lot of hostility, not just on a show like The View, but throughout the media toward Donald Trump. There has been for 9 years, and it's been especially acute in the last couple of years. I've never, even in the Obama campaign of 08, seen such a stark imbalance between, you know, gushing, loving coverage of the woman who's, you know, been a nominee for 3 months, and the guy they love to hate. And as I say love to hate, because he's good for everybody's ratings. What's interesting to me, as somebody who's intensively covered the decision by Jeff Bezos at the Washington Post to kill a Harris endorsement, same thing with the biotech mogul who runs the L.A. Times, is that Trump has seized on this and said what they're really saying is, because they always endorse Democrats, says Trump, is that they can't endorse this Democrat. And he's right. And especially with Bezos, who has all kinds of business with the federal government through Amazon, through his rocket company. He doesn't want to tick off Trump anymore. They've got a very tested relationship, and he figures Trump's probably going to win, and he's trying to mend fences. And that's why there has been this uproar in the newsrooms about the killing of those in editorials.
Tampa Bay Tribune, USA Today, Washington Post, L.A. Times, Minnesota's been a major newspaper. I think it's the Star, Tribune. I'm not positive. Mm-hmm. But they all said we're not endorsing anybody. And I just find it fascinating. And do you think that's a good trend?
I personally don't care if they endorse or not. And I think if Jeff Bezos had announced 6 months ago, you know what, I thought it over and we're not going to endorse, it would have been a blip. But to do it, to drop that stink bomb, 10 days before the election without really an adequate explanation, I think was a tremendous, done tremendous damage to the Washington Post. 250,000 canceled subscriptions. That's 10% of the total. I mean, it's just a colossal error. But, you know, newspaper endorsements don't really matter these days. I mean, who reads them?
Right.
But I do think it tells you something about the state of journalism.
So I want to talk about, if we can, the rally on Sunday. You were already off the air because before it even started. So
no, I hate when that happens.
You do hate when it happens because then you got to wait 6 days to report on it. Wonder if it still makes a cut. But here's what the media said about the rally. Now, I watched it. I missed the comedian. I saw some clips of him. But I just watched. I said, okay, in and out. John Scott was doing a good job going in and out, in and out of the rally and keeping us up to date with what's going on in the news. But overall, I thought, man, 5,000 on the outside, 18,000 on the inside. It looked like a love fest. What could go wrong? Well, obviously, the comedian made everybody incensed. Listen to some of the responses from Walt, AOC, Mika, Anna Navarro, Dana Bash. Cut 32.
There's a direct parallel to a big rally that happened in the mid-1930s at Madison Square Garden.
This was a hate rally. These are mini January 6th rallies.
How did we get here? Where a stadium of people come to hate.
Yesterday's Trump rally from hell.
Vile, racist, sexist insults dominated Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden.
How could two people see the same rally and think so differently?
Well, I don't want to fall into the trap of saying it was just this one crazy comedian, Tony Hinchcliffe, because people like radio host Sid Rosenberg, he was up there calling Hillary Clinton a Jew hater and talking about lowlives and a lot of F-bombs dropped. I do think it was a misstep for Trump's team not to know roughly what these people were going to say. Now, later he said he didn't hear the joke, this by the comedian, and all of that, but it took attention away. You look at the coverage, and maybe this is biased media coverage. The next day, it was all about the racist and misogynist things that have been said by other people who are just minor figures, like we shouldn't even care what they think, and almost no coverage of Trump's two-hour speech. So I do think that was a bit of a blunder, but of course, in this hyper-speed campaign we're in, that gets wiped out by the Kamala speech, which then gets overshadowed by Biden's dumb remark and Kamala having to clean it up. So the next day, instead of the story being, you know, she gave a pretty good speech, although again, I think it was fatally flawed, she's trying to say, well, you know, I wouldn't do that. I'm the president of all the people. So Biden really stepped on his vice president. Maybe he's still angry, Brian. He's just wishing that he was out there.
Just to put in perspective, I do think that Elon Musk, Hulk Hogan, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK, even Tucker, I thought did a good job. You know, I thought it was like building up to a, hey, look at the people around me now. They're competent people, going to be able to do a really good job from getting people healthy. And the UFC president, Dana White, one of the most successful sports executives. And Sid goes to Israel, and he reports back to the president. I mean, he's really pro-Israel, and he's really offended by how some what's going on in the Columbia campuses and the support the left wing is given to this anti-Semitic behavior. But in terms of the comedian, among the people that said, I don't have a problem with it, was Jon Stewart. Listen, cut 33.
The opening act, grabbing headlines for all the wrong reasons. A comedian who offered unfunny, racist, cringeworthy jokes.
Basically calling Puerto Ricans trash.
The most repulsive racial jokes about Latinos.
Disgusting and hateful.
So incredibly crude.
Frankly, just too X-rated to play here.
Extremely vile, so-called jokes.
So Jon Stewart played that. And then commented on it. So I thought he was just going to jump on it and just talk about this comedian not being good. And instead, he goes, is it me? And I think it was funny. But the question is, should he have been booked? What's your response to that?
Well, comics of the world unite. You know, I mean, anybody who tells jokes for a living is used to having a backlash. Did you go too far? Did you go over the line? And all of that stuff. So, you know, I salute Jon Stewart for giving an honest answer. I do think that it's just, you know, the media is sort of like somebody taps you on the knee and you have the reflex. You know, any little thing that somebody says, any little mistake that somebody says, and sometimes they're big mistakes.
Yep.
And you know, you have this frustration now because the new inflation figures came out and it's just about 2%, which is basically where it should be. But people are still pissed off about higher prices and they're still feeling like, you know, economic insecurity. And so you have these stories and they're like, the economy's doing great. Why don't people understand that? You know, the press just can't understand. I mean, and this
which
is
was
the
all last
thing.
Summer.
There's always a lag.
Which was all last summer when Joe Biden spent $40 million to sell Bidenomics, and at the end of it, he lost polling data.
I remember that.
So I want you to hear. Here's Jon Stewart.
Now, obviously, in retrospect, having a roast comedian come to a political rally a week before Election Day and roasting a key voting demographic, probably not the best decision by the campaign politically. But to be fair, the guy's really just doing what he does. I mean, here he is at the Tom Brady roast a few months ago.
The great Jeff Ross, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is so Jewish, he only watches football for the coin toss. Gronk, you look like the Nazi that kept burning himself on the ovens. Kevin is so small that when his ancestors picked cotton, they called it deadlifting.
Yes, yes, of course. Terrible, boo, yes. There's something wrong with me. I find that guy very funny. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
So that became news, his response, his lack of outrage.
Yeah, and Joe Rogan saying on his podcast yesterday, Brian, that he, the comedian Hinchcliffe, had run some of these jokes by him, and on the one about Puerto Rican being a floating island of garbage, he told him, don't do this, you're going to get killed. Well, obviously, he didn't take that advice. You know, it becomes another distraction. You know, what people want to hear about is, what are you going to do for the economy? What are you going to do about the border? And while certainly that's been covered to some extent, you know, the media are chasing ratings, and so all this stuff. I mean, Donald Trump riding around the garbage truck is a brilliant stroke. It's maybe even better than going to McDonald's and cooking up the French fries.
Howie, you're the expert, but this is my opinion. The reason why it's not Dukakis in a tank is because Dukakis is never in a tank. But the reason why it works with Trump is because he eats McDonald's. And the reason why it works for Trump is that those are his people. And him in a truck emphasizing that you're mocking me and my people kind of works. And also the working class seems to be Donald Trump's base.
Oh, I agree with all that. And, you know, the problem with what Biden said is it is an instant replay, flashback to Hillary Clinton talking about Trump voters in 2016 being a basket of deplorables. Again, if you you want to say terrible things about Trump and talk about January 6th and he's out to settle his grievances and all of that. I interviewed him a week ago and he did not back off, you know, the enemy within and all. That's fine. But when you start attacking the voters, it shows you don't have much to say, really. And you're insulting, you know, whether win or lose, you're insulting half the country. And that is, I think the technical term is dumb.
Howie, thanks so much. I mean, this is really a time to see the election, but the coverage is almost as intriguing. And everything's changing now with the rise of podcasts and the 3-hour broadcast. So fascinating times. Howie Kurz, thanks so much. Check him out, Media Buzz.
Anytime.
Sunday, 2 days before the big election, 11 to 12. Thanks, Howie. That's Eastern Time. Back in a moment.
Covering this election year like no other, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at Robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodities interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at Robinhood.com/election.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A firefighter from Oklahoma who stopped what he was doing to mow a neighbor's lawn makes the Dean's List. Brandon was off duty taking an evening stroll through his neighborhood when he saw a woman having a hard time with her lawnmower. Without hesitation, he asked if he could help and finished the work for her. The Stillwater Fire Department shared the wonderful story on social media with a photo of their first responder in action with the caption, "We're proud to have men and women at SFD who uphold the standard of going above and beyond to support the community." Many saw the story and left encouraging and heartwarming responses on social media, including Brandon's mom, who added, "What a great young man. So thoughtful and kind. His parents raised him right." Thank you, Brandon. We sure do love our firefighters here on the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
As legend has it, Abner Doubleday invented a little game called baseball in Cooperstown, New York, in the year 1839. Myth or truth, no one knows for sure. But 100 years later, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum opened in Cooperstown and has done a great job of balancing the myth with the historical record.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now declare the National Baseball Museum and the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, the birthplace of baseball, open. May it forever stand as a symbol of clean play and good sportsmanship.
The first class in 1939 included Cy Young of the Red Sox, Phillies legend Connie Mack, Honus Wagner of the Pirates, and the Yankees' Babe Ruth.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Help. Presidential election years can be stressful. And how do many people cope with stress? They eat. Fox News senior medical analyst Dr. Mark Siegel discussing this with Fox's Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino on America's Newsroom.
It's called emotional eating. A study in nutrients shows that it leads to weight gain, and you feel bad about yourself, and you eat sugar, and sugar is addictive. The way to get out of that is more exercise, and one key word here that Dana shows on The Five every day, empathy. Listen to other people. It's not the end of the world if you disagree with someone. Acknowledge that you disagree with someone, but don't make it so personal all the time. So decrease your stress by kindness, by being nice to one another, by exercising. By the way, if I go to my refrigerator at night, I'm looking around for a candy bar. I only see almonds and walnuts in there. That's what my wife does. She absolutely conditions me.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kilmeade
Show. So polling numbers remain stagnant while Donald Trump's numbers surged. And you see state by state, there were states that were looking at Wisconsin. We never thought that Trump was going to go ahead. And yet on the polling averages on Real Clear Politics, he is now ahead even there. And so when you look at this and you look at how he performed in 2016 and 2020, you have to say the momentum is with Donald Trump.
So that is Lee Carter, and I watch her on another channel. She's not signed to Fox, and you should do the same thing. I don't want you to flip off of Fox or go to other channels when we're on, especially me, Saturday night at 9 o'clock till 10, One Nation. But you flip to other channels and see what these analysts are saying. You don't care about opinion people unless they've been on the poll, unless they've been to with pollsters and here's the results. And if you want their opinion about who's winning, okay. But it's all anecdotal. But when she's sitting there with the dials and brings in focus groups, it's so much more educational. And I watch her say the same thing at CNN as she says here. And I think it's telling. Look, I'm never going to say Trump's going to win or Harris is going to win because I don't know. And the analysis was for somebody I know in the NFL. I said, can you imagine if I told you who's going to win the Super Bowl before the season by only reading Street and Smith's guide, not watching ESPN or going around the training camps? You'd go, yeah, that's interesting, Brian, but I don't take it. That's what most people are working off of.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The Ultimate Slapdown has returned to Wind River Resort and Casino as hard-fought production.
Productions brings you Lab War. Experience this battle of the hands on Saturday, November 2nd. These warriors will face off in this thrilling competition to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this event won't last long and start at just $35 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Republicans have been registering voters in big, huge numbers. They have been gaining in party registration versus the Democrats in the swing states with party registration. So Republicans are putting more Republicans in the electorate. The Democratic number versus the Republican number has shrunk. And so the bottom line is, if Republicans win, come next week, Donald Trump wins, comes next week, the signs all along will have been obvious. We would look at the right direction being very low, Joe Biden's approval rating being very low, and Republicans really registering numbers. You can't say you weren't warned.
Howard Enten of CNN, he's done a good job. I don't know him, data analyst, because numbers don't lie. Can't really spin them. You can explain them. Josh Kreischauer knows this. He lives it. Fox News Radio political analyst, editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider. Josh, I mean, that was pretty accurate breakdown, right? Just no emotion. This is the fact, correct?
Yeah. I mean, look, Harry's I know Harry very well. He's an objective, by-the-books political analyst, and the numbers don't lie. You're right. And look, the numbers are pretty clear. It's painting a pretty clear portrait of where this election stands. It's extremely close. Trump, since the beginning of October, has had momentum. The polls pretty much across the board have moved in a Republican direction, moved towards Trump. And we see the Sun Belt states looking like Trump has an advantage, a small advantage in Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, even Nevada with some of the early vote data coming out of there. But these blue wall states, the Midwestern states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, still statistically tied, neck and neck. Harris needs to sweep them, really, to get the win. Trump needs to pick off one of them, at least, to get the win on his end. So that I think Trump has more paths right now when you look at the state-by-state data to 270 electoral votes. But Harris is still very much in the game. And when you look at those three blue wall states, they've gone, except for 2016, when Donald Trump won the election, they've gone Democratic in every election since 1992.
Interesting. So, Josh, if you, I see Eric Hovde in a flat-footed tie now in Wisconsin. He was unknown, really unknown. And then you have Rogers with a great resume in a Democratic state like Michigan. He was on today, and he said in his first poll ever, he's leading. I got to find out what that poll was, but the other one had him down one, so he's in vicinity. If you look at those two races, and then you look in Pennsylvania where McCormick is sometimes tied, sometimes off just a point with Casey, the most famous name in Pennsylvania politics with his dad and him, who's had that job for, I think, 16 years, 18 years. So I'm wondering, what does that mean to you for the presidential? Because usually if that Republican ticket is popular, that helps get these purple states over the finish line.
That's right, Brian. And we've been talking a lot about these Senate races, and I've said that don't look at the polling in the summer because people don't start paying attention until the fall, and then when they actually pay attention to who these candidates are. And the Senate races, I think, are actually going to track very closely to the presidential races. So even if you see, you know, in the summer, you know, an incumbent winning by 8 points, more and more people, as they tune in, as they vote kind of on a partisan basis, are going to line up with the Republican challengers in these key states and these key races. That's what we're seeing in all three of these Midwestern battlegrounds, where Dave McCormick has been rapidly catching up to Bob Casey as more Republicans tune in. Same with Eric Hovde in Wisconsin. Same with Mike Rogers in Michigan. These races are all pretty much tied, both at the presidential level and at the Senate level. I think if Trump wins those blue wall states, if he has a big night and decisively wins those states, I would not be surprised at all to see Republicans sweep those Senate battlegrounds and perhaps even get to 54 Senate seats. That's a pretty healthy Senate majority as well. But if Harris wins, I think the Democratic incumbents will also have the same coattails. So I think a lot of these Senate races increasingly are not dependent on sort of the individual name brands of the candidates or the campaigns themselves. It's more, are you on the red team or the blue team? And if Trump has momentum and wins these states, I think Dave McCormick, Eric Hovde, and Mike Rogers are going to do quite well.
So here is so Kamala Harris comes out and makes this big address, her closing arguments at the Ellipse. Guess who's stuck on the inside, not invited? It is Joe Biden. And he's on a Zoom call, and now I'm sure they're going to take his password away. And he says one of his comments when asked about a comedian's joke at Madison Square Garden, he said, I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or a Puerto Rican where I'm from my home state of Delaware. They're good, honorable people, not the one he was talking about. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. And after that, it's nonstop backpedaling. It's one of those things where you call Donald Trump a horrible name. Obviously, it doesn't matter because they call him the worst, fascist, Hitler, everything, dictator. And now, but this seems to be a big deal. And Harris immediately goes, you know, it's a big deal when she goes out of her way to talk to people and goes to the microphone. Here's cut 14.
First of all, I think that the president has explained what he meant, but I've said it earlier. I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for. And that, I've made that clear throughout my career, including my speech last night before I think this all happened.
And everyone is just scrambling in her camp. And Joe Biden put out something that moderately walks back his statement. Your thoughts about how big a deal this is today?
My first reaction, Brian, was why the heck is President Biden on a Zoom call during this what was supposed to be one of the biggest closing type addresses for Kamala Harris's campaign in the nation's capital. That they wanted every Democrat to pay attention to Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden's doing some cockamamie, you know, Zoom call, not only stepping on the vice president's message, but, you know, taking attention away from what was supposed to be the big event that evening. Look, it's a major blunder. It's a self-inflicted wound. And, you know, when the actions of the vice president show she's trying to do cleanup the next day on camera, distancing herself from the sitting president, that's not good. That is a political setback. And it underscores, I mean, the Democrats were hoping to make light of what happened at the MSG rally, the shock jock comic who made the offensive comments to Puerto Ricans. They were hoping to close with that message in the final week. You're not hearing that anymore, because every time they mention the word garbage, it actually reminds you more of Joe Biden, you know, calling Trump supporters garbage, and that's neutralized that opportunity they thought they had in the closing week of the Harris campaign.
You know, I know surrogates aren't supposed to matter that much. Beyonce's out there. I'm sure Taylor Swift is coming out. I heard on Monday. You got the big stars. You had Robert De Niro, perpetually angry, does bad movies, but is a great actor. Then you have all these guys, Leo DiCaprio. But I think that when you have Brett Favre stand up in Green Bay and say, for the first time in my career, I'm supporting somebody, and he gets the ovation he got, and then he stays and he gives additional remarks for Trump, do you think that might buck the trend that surrogates don't, or endorsements don't matter?
Look, I mean, Brett Favre's a great validator. I watched actually quite a bit of that event last night, which is Trump wearing the jacket. I mean, it was an effective speech by Brett Favre, and it was an effective speech by Trump. Trump is on his game. He's really focused, I can tell, in the last week. I think generally I don't think surrogates make a whole lot of difference. Brett Favre in Green Bay, though, that's one. Well, Green Bay, by the way, Brian, is one of the most competitive, like the battleground part of Wisconsin. It's one of the swingier parts of the state. So there may be a number of persuadable voters who are still undecided. And if Brett Favre being on the local news endorsing Trump makes an impact, it could affect a small number of voters.
He's
as good as it gets.
And I just think in him wearing the vest, if you want to take a soundbite, you have to explain the vest. If Donald Trump in a garbage truck, why would a billionaire be in a garbage truck? Well, it's for the brand. They're calling me garbage. They're calling us trash. And we had Pete Hegseth over at a diner in Michigan, and there was probably 800 people there. And now they say I'm a deplorable. I think there's going to be T-shirts today that says I'm trash. Tony DiCoppo on CBS to Tim Walz. He asked if the Nazi comparisons and Biden's garbage comment undercut Harris's message of unity. So KJP, taking questions from normally friendly members of the media, does the president really think all Trump voters are trash? So that to me is, if I say it and you say it and a certain columnists write it, okay, they got to deal with it. But when they, everywhere they turn, they're forced to explain it, and they didn't say it, only Joe Biden did, that to me is lingering.
Brian, not a lot of news manages to break through sort of the fractured media landscape we're in now. That broke through. I saw it all over social media. Everyone wanted to see, you know, Donald Trump on both sides. They were showing the video of Trump in the truck. It plays well. Trump is a master of understanding what images play well.
I know.
I mean, that's his whole career, and he has an instinctive knack for this stuff, and it's showing. He's been off message quite a bit. We've talked about that throughout the campaign. He's on message this week as the closing week of the campaign comes upon us. I also have a lot of 2016 vibes from this election. I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks. Hillary, I even saw Huma Abedin today say she thinks Kamala is like embracing the Hillary message of 2016, that she's kind of taken the football and run with it, which is not what you want to say politically.
Did she know what she was saying?
No, I was shocked. I mean, it was on another, you know, it was on a liberal network, and I was shocked to hear that, because I'm getting those same vibes, but it's not good for Kamala Harris. It's trying to, you know, say Trump is a fascist, an extremist, which was the Hillary message in 2016. It's running on identity, which was a mistake for Hillary in 2016, and it's being now repeated by Harris. Yeah, and I think, you know, Hillary tried to run up the score in the suburbs, but she totally neglected the working class voters, which is why she lost Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And I'm seeing a very similar dynamic in the polling right now and the on-the-ground reporting we've been doing. So very, very similar dynamic, I think, to 2016. And, yeah, I mean, when you even have the, you know, one of Clinton's top allies saying that, it just strikes home even more.
Josh, just a couple of things. So for people to think, well, Joe Biden is older than dirt and he makes statements and there's a reason why he's not the candidate. But if you go back and look at what he said in 2023, the MAGA threat is a threat to the brick and mortar of our democracy. The MAGA threat. Didn't say the Trump threat. The extreme MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal and economic rights. They embrace political violence. Not just Trump. The mega MAGA Republicans who think that it's right to threaten violence, that's not inappropriate. MAGA Republicans, the extreme right, and the Trumpers. Okay. So this has been out there, and I'm wondering what people who wear the red hats or are afraid to wear the red hats feel about being labeled an outcast in their country by a president who said he was going to bring us together. The problem is it's not an anomaly, is my point. It's not just Joe Biden said something he shouldn't have. He's been saying it since 2022.
This is purely anecdotal, but in my pretty blue neighborhood outside of Washington, D.C., I've never saw Trump signs 2016, 2020, almost impossible to find. Now, even though this area is going to go very Democratic, it's a lot of Trump signs. People are not afraid to showcase their support for Donald Trump. And I think I've been hearing that across the country, like even in bluer areas that are not going to vote for Trump. But the people who are Republicans who are going to vote for Trump are much more they understand that this administration has not been effective, and they're much more eager to show their support for Donald Trump. It's much become a much more conventional thing to do. So right. That is, I think, a very telling sign, and I think it may be foreshadowing what we're going to see on election night.
And I just wanted to hear Ron DeSantis, who just reminded everybody that he bleeds competence when you see the way he handled two hurricanes in 3 weeks, and now he's going to bat for these propositions on his ballot on Tuesday, but he was asked about these comments and about why Harris is being linked to them. Cut 11.
She had opportunities to distance herself from Joe Biden's administration. I mean, obviously she's Veep, but she could have said she disagrees with the border policy. She disagrees with 13 Americans being killed in Afghanistan. And yet she says there's not a single thing that comes to mind that she would have done different. And so these guys are stepping in it. And I think it's going to end up making a difference.
And he's interesting. You know, him and Trump, they're cursory. They get along, but they're never going to be tight again. And I think that's a good analysis. And if they do lose, if Harris does lose, that's where it starts. And I don't know who survives. Biden fractures with Harris. Biden has already fractured with Obama. I don't think the Clintons Obama's ever been tight. Nancy Pelosi in her late 70s or 80s, she's the one who actually started the Biden ouster. And then, you know, the celebrity culture led by George Clooney. And I don't know who's left standing. I mean, I would love to see a Democratic Party with center left, legitimately, not just rhetorically, like Shapiro, like I think Bashir seems to be. Then I think we go back to a more interesting traditional campaign. Final thought?
Yeah, I mean, look, Harris is, I think if Harris doesn't win this election, we're going to look back at her rhetoric and positions in the 2020 campaign that have come back to haunt her, and she has not at all distanced herself from in a substantive, in a stylistic way, yes, in a substantive way, the fact that she's reassuring, you know, people who work in the energy industry in Pennsylvania that she's not going to ban fracking. Yes, she said that, but it doesn't seem like her heart is in it, and she really needed to shed that progressive label a whole lot more aggressively. And look, that's who she is, Brian. I mean, she has been a progressive pretty much her entire career, from California, from her campaign. That is what's in her guts, and it's hard for her to kind of recreate a new persona with just, you know, months before an election.
See, what I would love to do, and I think Trump is there, I think Trump, you're going to have one, some days you're going to hop on if he wins again, and you're going to go, you know, I'm forgetting even what party he's in. But, you know, because he's not running for re-election, he's not going to do any much campaigning unless he has to save the House or Senate for his last 2 years. And I think he's going to be fixing things or putting into programs. And, like, for example, do you really think if Elon Musk is his key aide that he's going to destroy the electric car business? No. What he's going to do is, okay, guys, I got to lessen the subsidies. Go out there and market your car, get a great commercial, get, you know, do make a great product. That's where I want to get back to. Final thought, Josh. I know I told you before, but that'll be it.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, and Trump has actually been politically effective in kind of telling different groups, like, what I think they want to hear. I think the big test, if Trump does get elected, is how is he going to govern? Who is he going to sign? I mean, he has been building something of a big tent.
I know.
If the polling is accurate, he's picked off a whole lot of traditionally Democratic constituencies, made inroads, and that's going to be a big story. The question is, what do you do as president? How do you appeal and keep that big tent alive?
Josh Krasher, it was a fascinating time, Josh. I could hear the passion in your voice. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. From Fort Lauderdale to South Bend to Philadelphia to Clarion, Pennsylvania, we're going to go everywhere when we come back. We open up the phones on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
You told me that saying a prayer on the 50-yard line was the thing that was going to get me in the biggest fight of my life. You cannot tell me that God doesn't have a sense of humor.
The movie Average Joe shows how God uses even a shattered and tortured early life to wage battles. It's the true story of Coach Joe Kennedy, who fought and won a Supreme Court case for the right to pray on the 50-yard line after each football game of Bremerton High School in Washington State.
I didn't see until later in life that God had his fingerprints all the way from when I was in the womb and all those trials and tribulations I went through. I didn't see how it fit all the puzzle pieces into the bigger picture, and it prepared me for the Marine Corps. It prepared me for this battle.
A major film about his life being released Thursday called Average Joe. Actor Eric Close plays Kennedy. The two worked closely on the project.
I learned a lot about his character. He's humble, and he's got a lot of courage.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jessica Williams, who stars in the Apple TV Plus series Shrinking, which is back for season 2. She was excited for the reunion with her cast and crew.
I really like acting. I do. And I like laughing. Oh, my gosh. I sound like a Bachelorette contestant where they're like, I love laughing. And it's like, that's like not a trait. But I'm doing a scene with Michael Urie. Like there's a joy in the room of being present with someone else. And I don't have my phone. You know, I don't have like, I'm not on my computer. Nothing else matters but what me and Harrison Ford are doing right now. And that's really an addicting and really nice meditative process.
William shared how now it's also a strong collaboration between the actors and writers as they continue to tell the characters' stories.
Season one was about the writers and us figuring out Gabby together. But season two, it's like they've seen the season, they've had time to think about it, they know how Gabby sounds. I like to drop by and talk to them.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists.
A strike away from a championship, from a proper celebration. Start the party, Los Angeles! Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
And this is the biggest surprise. I mean, I went to bet it was 5-0. Judge homers, Stanton homers, Jazz Chisholm homers, and I'm thinking to myself, you got Garrett Cole pitching the game of his year, coming off a Cy Young. What could go wrong? Everything. 7-6, a series of errors, including one that Cole made. He gave up 5 unearned runs. Do you believe that? 5 unearned runs? The Yankees were about to force the first team ever to force a game 6 after dropping by down 3-0.
This is only the 7th time that a team in the World Series trailed in a game by 5 or more runs to come back and win.
Next, 5 best U.S. cities for Halloween celebrations. 5 is Estes Park, Colorado. Anoka, Minnesota is 4. 3, New Orleans for everything. 2 is Sleepy Hollow, New York. I got it. And number 1 is Salem, Massachusetts. Don't like Halloween. I love the kids do it. I like when kids do it. When adults do it and make it about adults, it kind of worries me.
Well, this is a party. There's not, you know, it's, I mean, adults can go to a party and have a good time.
5 best horror movies. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. 4 is Halloween. 3 is The Shining. 2 is Psycho. And number 1 is The Exorcist. And when the kid was under the ice, that was scary.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump has reportedly taken a lead over Kamala Harris.
In key battleground states like Arizona and Nevada,
Trump leads Harris 48% to 47%. Conversely, the Democratic nominee leads the Republican candidate 48 to 47% in New Mexico and Colorado. One poll has them tied in Pennsylvania, another has Trump leading there, and two other polls have Harris ahead. Harris leads Trump in Michigan and Wisconsin, and one poll has her leading multiple candidates in Virginia. North Carolina, still recovering from hurricane damage, sees Trump leading the vice president 50 to 47%, and a new poll from Tip Insights has Trump leading Harris by 1 point, 49 to 48% nationwide. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the presidential race isn't the only close election contest in Michigan this year.
There are several key Senate races nationwide that could determine control of the U.S. Senate, and Michigan has one of them. Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin versus former Republican Congressman Mike Rogers. Barack Obama has boosted Slotkin with a campaign appearance and radio ads here in Michigan. Rogers has the backing of Donald Trump as he looks to return to Washington. Key issues in this race include the economy, electric vehicles, and abortion. On the Blue Wall States Tour, Greg Clugston, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy of Montana says the military has seen a major decline and the lack of focus on going into combat.
Our men and women, their number one priority must always be the ability to close with and kill the enemy. That's a fact. That's what they are meant to do. Whether it's flying jets, driving submarines, or shooting a rifle, they have to be ready to kill the enemy in defense of their nation.
Sheehy says during the Biden-Harris administration, the focus has shifted toward things like greenhouse emissions for fighter jets and DEI standards for military promotions. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network he believes Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when he says Israel has destroyed most of Iran's offensive missiles pointed towards them.
There's all different types of missiles, but I understood that a very large percentage, maybe even eight longer than, many more than 80% of the accurate missiles and long-range missiles have been destroyed. And the fact of the matter is, early last week, we had sirens here for 2 days, and we haven't had a siren since then. So that's saying something.
Live from New York, it's a presidential candidate scrounging for every vote in the final days before election. Vice President Kamala Harris made a surprise trip to New York City tonight to appear on Saturday Night Live, briefly stepping away from the battleground states where she's been furiously campaigning. Harris departed Air Force Two after a campaign stop in North Carolina. She was scheduled for Detroit, but once in the air, decided to appear on Saturday Night Live. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's one long and very tedious process, but it must be completed. Arizona is pulling in extra help to deal with a flood of early ballots. With more on the story, correspondent Ben Thomas.
And around-the-clock operations underway in Arizona's most populous county to process early ballots that are an unusually long 2 pages. Election officials in Maricopa County must verify each voter's signature on the envelopes and then remove the actual ballot pages so they can be prepared for counting. Officials have said vote counting machines could jam if both pages of the ballot are not fed separately. The Maricopa County Recorder says 1 million ballots have come in already. That represents about 40% of the nearly 2.6 million people registered to vote. The election team is getting help from other county employees, assisting with the night shifts. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more on that story and more and full analysis headlines when you log on to townhall.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Headquarters in New York City, covering the 2024 election like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
How do you like my garbage truck?
He was not calling Trump supporters garbage.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
250 million Americans are not garbage.
I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
I have heard from Republicans that there is concern at the Trump campaign that the turnout and enthusiasm numbers aren't where they need to be.
Donald Trump comes next week. The signs all along will have been obvious. The right direction being very low, Joe Biden's approval rating being very low, and Republicans really registering numbers, you can't say you weren't warned.
There you go, and that was guys from CNN, and I'm saying he could win. I know she could win. I would be surprised if she won. How about that? Because just by the momentum in her performance, there are certain people that come on the scene. Barack Obama won out and won that election. I remember Bill Clinton, I was half sports, half news at the time. He beat a sitting president with an unbelievable resume in George H.W. Bush. He won the election despite the scandal. So I think Donald Trump won the election over the favorite by far, Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden didn't win his election. We had a pandemic, and that was against Trump. She has emerged and can read a prompter, but has not been the candidate that people thought she could possibly have been in 2000. That they feared that she was like this when she was vice president from 2021 to 2024, and then she suddenly got the nomination. This hour, it's going to be our privilege to have Prime Minister, former Prime Minister of Britain in studio, Boris Johnson. That'll be great. And Steph Kite will be with us, Axios political reporter, in a matter of moments. Just a quick update on where everybody's going to be today. It's very interesting. Because Donald Trump's going to be in New Mexico to start the day. Isn't that kind of cool? That's your tracker. He's going to be in Mexico to start the day. Then he's going to go to the battlegrounds right after, which you understand. But for the most part, you have them going to Pennsylvania. You have Harris starting in Phoenix, Arizona, then going to Reno, Nevada, then to Las Vegas. I think they're getting nervous about Nevada, and they should, especially with the early voting coming in so strong. Walz is going to spend the day in three different locations in Pennsylvania. Trump is going to start in Albuquerque at 2 o'clock today. And Henderson, Nevada, looks like 6:30. And then at 10 o'clock, he'll be in Glendale, Arizona. Oh, he sounds so exhausted, doesn't he? Big early voting, about 50 million out there already. Pretty encouraging. Steph Kite of Axios, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Steph, do you think the Sunday event with the questionable comedian at MSG will have legs? Or do you think they'll have more sustainably will be Joe Biden's remarks calling all Trump supporters trash?
I mean, look, the remarks from the comedian certainly hit a mark, and in the hours and days following that, there was definitely a lot of concern that that could have distanced some Puerto Rican and other Latino voters from the Trump campaign. But, you know, I do think Biden's comments in response to that really gave the Trump campaign and Trump supporters an opportunity to change the narrative around it. And it did, once again, make Democrats more vulnerable, playing defense when they had just had a moment where they could have gone after Trump for inviting someone like the comedian to his rally. So, you know, I think it could have had an impact if it wasn't for Biden kind of weighing in and seeming to disparage Trump supporters the way he did.
And what do you think fundamentally the problem was, that she did not do enough? And I know it's complicated to distance herself from Joe Biden. So it's not just the lame duck president making some comments on a Zoom call. When she says that we're linked, or we have the same, you know, we have the same objectives, I wouldn't have done anything different, and I'm going to look to continue, but not continue making a second term for Joe Biden. Therefore, the link is pretty firm.
You know, I think it's been really interesting to watch the way Harris has navigated the Biden question, right? Because in some instances, she does seem to be uncomfortable fully distancing herself from President Biden. And she, you know, will, you know, praise his time in office. She is the vice president. That creates, you know, an interesting dynamic there. But at the same time, she also has taken some steps to distance herself from President Biden. Her campaign has not invited Biden to join them on the campaign trail. She has not appeared with Biden at her own rallies. She really has kept him at arm's length. And as Axios reported recently, you know, even when the Biden White House has offered time slots to the Harris campaign to allow him to come and campaign with her, the Harris campaign has essentially told them, you know, we'll get back to you, and not taking them up on it. So, you know, it will be interesting to see whether voters do end up seeing Harris as a continuation of the Biden administration, or if some of her efforts to kind of keep him on the sidelines helps distance her and win over some voters who maybe are looking for something different.
So she came out and she said, I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for, said a couple of different times. And then she was asked about, well, you want to be a unifier, reach across party lines. This is from ABC, cut 15.
You are promising to bring people together, even people you disagree with. You say, well, have a seat at the table. How do you convince Trump supporters of that, though, when you're calling their candidate a would-be dictator, a petty tyrant?
I am talking to everyone as an American, regardless of who they voted for.
Again, these are the worst answers. I mean, she never seems to revel in the unscripted situation. She wants to get through it.
It's true. We have seen her repeatedly very uncomfortable asking or answering direct questions that are presented to her from the media. And it's something that her team has been nervous about for a long time. And it seems to indicate why it took so long for us to see Harris sit down for interviews with the press. It's only been in the past couple of weeks that we've really seen her start to make efforts sitting down with podcasters, going on, you know, network shows, et cetera. And it hasn't always been a stellar performance. She is uncomfortable answering some questions. She's now kind of infamous for the word salad kind of answer to some of these things. And, you know, it is a real vulnerability for her, because Americans want to hear clearly where she stands for, where she stands on issues. But it's clear that they are really leaning on the strategy of her being the anti-Trump candidate, very similar to what we saw in 2020. Democrats are hoping that, you know, opposition to former President Trump will be enough to get Harris across the finish line.
So I just noticed this tone. Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, they do not seem like happy warriors. They seem very angry that Donald Trump's even in the race, that he's even being considered. And in Michelle Obama's case, that she has to do this, that she doesn't want to do it. So Donald Trump brought all that up over the weekend. And, of course, Barack Obama's been asked to do a ton of stuff. Joe Biden, nothing, as you mentioned. Here's Trump on the garbage comments last night in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where his opener was Brett Favre's endorsement. Cut one.
250 million Americans are not garbage. This week, Kamala has been comparing her political opponents to the most evil mass murderers in history. And now, speaking on a call for her campaign last night, Crooked Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage. No way. No way.
This crowd was buying into it. We had this huge diner crowd today. They're taking the word like it's deplorable. They made that universal. They made T-shirts and signs on it. You still see a lot of them. So I get the sense that this might have some legs. And I know Trump's not going to stop bringing it up.
Yeah, and again, the Trump campaign was on defense over over the racist comments that were made at the rally. And you know, Biden presented an opportunity, and Trump has taken that opportunity. And it's been a smart campaign response to kind of own the garbage tone. You know, you mentioned the basket of deplorables moment from 2016, and it does feel very similar to the reaction to those comments. And, you know, it is unfortunate for the Harris campaign that those comments came after Harris's big speech, where she really emphasized reaching across the aisle and being, you know, the candidate for all Americans. And then to have President Biden, she is still a vice president, to have him say something that is disparaging of Trump supporters only hurts that. And the Trump campaign has pounced. And, you know, they're going to continue making that part of their final argument in these last few days.
So Steph Kites, our guest from Axios. Steph, now there's a big push to find out why they changed the White House transcripts when they released the president's Zoom call. And they changed the verbiage. Now they moved to apostrophe, and they say he didn't. They didn't, you know, they changed what he actually said. And now you have Elise Stefanik and James Comer are calling the White House counsel. Said instead of apologizing, clarify President Biden's words, why you changed the transcript, and how many other transcripts have been changed because of maybe mistakes that he has made. Is that a big deal to you? Because don't you reports off those transcripts when you can't be there? Don't you say, hey, I need to know what the president said today? And don't you just trust that it's right?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want to make sure that those transcripts are accurate. And, you know, there was video footage, of course, of what Biden said. So we are able to go back and see what he said there. And, you know, there could be a question of whether, you know, is that an apostrophe? Is it plural? It is an interesting, you know, a tricky situation there. But, of course, it is interesting that they tried to kind of use the apostrophe S to indicate that, oh, maybe Biden wasn't talking about Trump supporters, but was specifically talking about the comedian. And Axios did reach out and ask, you know, why they were so sure that it was apostrophe S. And we basically were not given a question. The Biden spokesperson asked to go off the record to us, and we declined, and the White House refused to respond further. So it is something that we are asking questions about, and it's tricky, it's nuanced, but you do want to make sure that official transcripts from the sitting president of the United States are accurate and not being manipulated for political purposes.
A couple of things. Nikki Haley came out. You know, she got 160,000 votes in Pennsylvania when she was going for the nomination, and she was out there campaigning with McCormick, with Dave McCormick, because they're unable to work a deal, I guess, with Trump. She said to her message is pretty clear. She goes, I know it's noisy out there, her way of saying Donald Trump says a lot of stuff. When I tell you to take the emotion out of it and focus on the policies, because Dave McCormick can't win if we don't elect Donald Trump at the top of the ticket. But he understands we've got to get this economy turned around. He understands that we have to fight on what happens across the border. He understands that we have to have energy dominance. And he understands we can't have any more wars. So the message is clear. What do you think's going on behind the scenes? You just can't get Haley with Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it is very interesting that Trump and his campaign have not taken Haley up on her repeated offer to campaign with them. You know, she's gone on Fox and said that she would be happy to get on the trail, that she's on standby, willing to work with Trump. And she has kind of given her advice to the campaign publicly. Of course, there is, you know, definitely a history there, a combative history between the two of them. She was the last person to drop out of the primaries. She really was pushing back against Trump for a long time. And we all know that the former president can hold grudges. He is known to forgive and let go when it suits him, but he also does hold grudges when he feels like people are disloyal to him. And so, you know, the expectation is that that's part of what's at play here.
So very interesting that Joe Rogan still hasn't said who he's voting for, but gave Trump 3 hours. Clearly they got along. Did not surprise me. So Harris said, we want to do it. But then they put all types of demands in play. Rogan talked about it. Cut 21.
She actually reached out when she found out that he was coming on. So their camp reached out to me. So I said, great, I would love to talk to her. Mm. But it was very difficult to tie it down. And a lot of they wanted to travel. And see, the thing is, like, you can't, if I go somewhere, then there's going to be other people in the room. And they want to control a lot of things, I'm sure, according to the Brett Breyer interview on Fox. Like, people were waving them off. That's a distraction. Mm. People in the room, like, my whole goal with her and with him is just talk. Just have a conversation like a human being. You find out things about people. You get a sense of them, at least, a real sense. That was it. I don't give a f*** what we talk about. I really don't. Mm. I just want to talk to you. Who the f*** are you?
That's it. And she won't do it. And I think it's a huge move. I think the Al Smith thing was an unforced error. And then, if you ever listen to him, Steph, he's not confrontational. He'll follow up on questions directly. But this would have been a plus. If she really wants to get back men, most of his audience is men. Why not do it?
I mean, to their credit, it does seem like they were interested and reached out to Joe Rogan because they were taking the initiative, wanting to go on. I don't know the details here about what actually went down over the interview. Of course, she still has a campaign schedule and she's also sitting vice president. So I'm not sure of the details, but I think you're right that it would have been a really good opportunity for Harris to kind of speak to a demographic that she isn't winning the way that former President Trump is. It would have been an opportunity for her to speak to men, to a new demographic of voters who she needs to win over if she's going to win the election next week. And so I don't know if we're going to hear any more about the fallout there, but it is interesting that didn't end up panning out.
Well, the Senate, if there's going to be up in the Senate, do you think it's going to be Texas? Do you think it could be Nebraska?
We'll see. Nebraska is certainly looking interesting. It's clear that there is some concern from Republicans that Deb Fischer is in jeopardy. Just looking at the fact that McConnell Senate Leadership Fund has had to spend pretty big in that race at the last minute, that's definitely an indication that I felt like that Republicans feel like that's a race that they need to shore up for sure. And, Texas is also looking closer than it has been. I don't know whether this is the year that Democrats finally are able to flip a statewide seat blue. It's still going to be an uphill climb for Allred, but Allred has certainly proven to be a strong candidate for Democrats, and Cruz has had to really campaign and really fundraise and take it seriously this time around.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Steph Kite, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, Axios, one of great political reporters. When we come back, we'll take some calls. 1-866-408-7669. Then welcome in the Prime Minister, the former Prime Minister of England, Boris Johnson. Don't move.
Hear the ins and outs of the 2024 election right here. The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here, business owners and CMOs. How do you plan on growing your business? Have you plateaued on your social media and online efforts? Why not tap into podcasts and radio? In the U.S., audio reaches more than 271 million people weekly. That's more than social media and digital combined. My friends at Radioactive Media know the recipe to launch, optimize, and scale performance by building compelling audio campaigns which work. Their personal approach and knowledge of the medium is unparalleled for advertisers who want to reach the right audience with the right hosts and programs. You need to speak with Radioactive Media. Text my name, Brian, to 511-511. Heck, you can even buy spots on my show if you're a mid-sized company or a well-funded startup with a monthly budget as low as five figures. They can help. They believe in the power of radio so much, they even use themselves right here, right now. Text my name, Brian, to 511-511. That's Brian, B-R-I-A-N, to 511-511, or on the web at radioactivemedia.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. There are five big factors when it comes to your credit score, which includes your payment history, amounts you owe, the length of your credit history, new credit you apply for, and the types of credit you use. Mary Poe, head of consumer education at TransUnion, says payment history is the single most important factor. Poe also adds that the credit utilization ratio is a big one that influences your credit score. Say if you have a $1,000 credit limit and you buy a $900 TV, your utilization rate is 90%. which shows lenders that you're getting close to the top, making you more of a risk. Ho says to keep the level at or below 30%. Also, having a healthy mix of credit is good. If you have a student loan and a car loan and a credit card, that shows you're balancing both installment and revolving debt. And if you're getting in gear for a big purchase, make sure your credit report is accurate and whether there's a freeze on your report. If there is, you have to unfreeze it before applying for credit. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Damian Lewis. Lewis stars in the new vampire comedy The Radleys, about a suburban family who are secretly vampires, and he plays twin vampires in the film.
Will's the badass rock and roll. You know, he's Keith Richards. He comes in and he's, you know, he's a, I am an addict. Essentially, he's saying, if you use the metaphor of addiction, you say, I'm an addict. I go out at night and convert them and I suck blood and I'm happy as that. I'm going to live forever. But he lives in a loveless world. So it's, I don't want to go sort of too deeply into metaphors of love and lust, et cetera, et cetera, but they're there in the movie. And I found Will to be fun to play, but Peter is really the heart of the film. He and his relationship with Helen, his wife, Kelly MacDonald, plays her beautifully. And they're struggling on in a sort of dead-end marriage because they don't do anything they like doing, which is being vampires, because they've moved to the suburbs to be, you know, sensible, upstanding citizens.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I see this race so close, and I'm really watching Pennsylvania. I believe President Trump wins North Carolina, Georgia. He could win Arizona and Nevada, but he still will not be president. It's electoral college. And in the last election, Biden won by less than 50,000 Americans decided the outcome of more than 150 million votes. So really, at this moment in time, if you want to have a change in direction, if you live in Pennsylvania, you really have a bigger say than a one vote.
And then, of course, that would probably bring Dave McCormick over Casey and have a more of a majority in the Senate. So far in the Senate, you know that it's going to be the governor of West Virginia will take over. That's a done deal. Tim Sheehy is up 5 or 6 points in almost every poll. So that's two. They have to hold on to Deb Fischer's seat, hold on to Ted Cruz's seat. And then you have places like Eric Hovde in Wisconsin. Then you have places like Mike Rogers in Michigan. And then you have Dave McCormick. It's amazing the ripple effect. If Trump wins, you could see him dragging all three of those across, including those, you know, Ted Cruz, I think, will be fine. But by people in Texas tell me, but it's just going to be 3 points. Having said that, imagine having 4 or 5 Senate cushion for the Murkowskis of the world and the Susan Collins of the world to get things done in a one-term president will be almost a lame duck right away. It's going to be really, really interesting to see how all these two close and what happens. And when Kevin McCarthy's a tactician, more than a conservative, more than a moderate, he's a tactician. He's just looking at the numbers. You got to win in Pennsylvania. So you take Arizona and Georgia, it's not going to be enough. You got to take Nevada, or take Pennsylvania, it would have the most electoral votes out of all of them. You've been to that state? It is just huge. The president can do it. I think he's got to go there, say to that, play mistake-free football, go back to Philadelphia, see if he can get some of the urban vote, lock up some of that, make sure the farming vote stays with you, and then see what happens. When we come back, a guy who knows a lot about winning votes, but only in the UK, he was actually born here, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and leader of the Conservative Party, Boris Johnson, in studio. He's got a brand new book out. It's excellent. It's called Unleashed. He's in studio next.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
This is Carl Lindebaugh. Join us Monday as we welcome Enjoy the Magazine and find out the latest on what's happening in the North State. Also joining us is the representatives from the Veterans Day Parade that's going to happen the 9th of November in the city of Shasta Lake. Find out how many entries and who's going to be there. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's my privilege to bring in a guy that's got a brand new book out. You got to pick it up. Former Prime Minister of the UK. He's leader of the Conservative Party, author of a brand new book called Unleashed. It's really the story of his life, memoir, brings you up to date on what's happening when he was in power, his rise to power, all the different things he's done in his illustrious career. He's one of these world leaders who you think to yourself, I got to have a beer with this guy. And I'm lucky to have him in studio, Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Great to see you.
It's a real honor to be here today.
Right.
Thank you for having me on.
I mean, you were in the real world. You were a broadcaster, a host, writer. And then you go, you know, let me go run for mayor. Right?
I did. I had a midlife crisis. I felt I was being so abusive towards all these politicians. I don't know whether have you ever felt this? It's a wonderful privilege thing to be a journalist. I love journalism. I absolutely love journalism.
But you're always critiquing.
You're always chucking rotten tomatoes at these guys. And after a while, I think, well, maybe I should have a go.
Right.
And so you get the bug, the virus enters the bloodstream. And then I won this thing that nobody thought I could win. In
Mayor of London.
Yeah. Because everybody thought that was a Labour city, that was a left-wing city. And I tell the story in the book of some of the things we did. And I was very proud of it, and then it all kind of snowballed from there.
So what I was doing is, I go on the train, I'm reading your book, and then when I have to go to work out, I go, I got to listen to the book. So I've gotten a lot of revenue into the Boris Johnson family. I bought the book on tape and the book.
Right, I'm deeply indebted. Right. That would be a big turkey for Christmas, yeah, as we say in the Johnson family.
But you guys don't celebrate Thanksgiving, though, do you?
No, we don't. We had turkey at Christmas. You guys have turkey at Thanksgiving.
Yes.
No, okay. Well, okay.
So
let me rephrase that. It'll be a big turkey.
Here's what surprised me.
You what?
We have the same philosophy. Not that that should be a great moment for you, but you just talk about people getting opportunity.
I believe that.
And you talk about, you know, you do so great in school and you're doing great and you have opportunities. Your family has some money. And you think to yourself, instead of taking those people with great opportunities, I don't want to pick them out of their schools. I want to give other people the opportunity to be successful in those schools.
Correct.
That's just it. And that's why you got into politics.
You're totally right. Because I think, you know, I've got some abilities, but I also keenly aware of my limitations, right?
Right.
And I think that there are people around, the population is full of genius and talent.
Mr. Premise, would you talk into the microphone?
How's that? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah.
Natural mathematical talent, natural brilliance, natural artistic talents, natural energy. It's everywhere.
But they're not getting opportunities.
And they're not getting the opportunities. And so that's so stupid. It's morally wrong, but it's also economically dumb. It's mad.
Right.
You know, so in a country like the UK, we've 67 million people, but so much of the productivity is in London and the South East. Now, the United States, you've got amazing, rich, varied sameness, right? You've got pockets of I guess, where people achieve less, but you've got every state has a great university. Every state has a tech sector or something, right?
And we get the schools.
And people can rise from wherever they were, everywhere. And that's a fantastic thing. And I think in a way...
And you feel like you did that with London. You helped bring that.
So I wanted to... And I think there are some things that the state has got to do, like putting in decent transport, you know, because it's difficult to get the private sector to...
Subways, buses, roads.
Decent education. skills. You got to, and then get the private sector.
Give people hope. Give opportunity. Give them show hope. You care.
And show them that they can.
Right.
Rather than keep telling them that this is an area of underachievement and deprivation.
So this,
because that's miserable. Because then you get into a cycle of negativity.
Right. You don't walk around like a perfect person. Even in your book, you put yourself down. This was a mistake. Yeah. I shouldn't have talked too long.
Why am I here, Brian, talking to you?
Instead of running a country.
Instead of running the country. We have to face the terrifying reality that, you know, if I'd been as brilliant as I thought I was, right. I would still be running the UK.
Right.
And I failed.
But you wouldn't have got a chance to meet me, so it's an equal exchange.
That's right. I would have a chance to talk to you.
But here's what I liked about the common thread, and you write it. But Trump's election was a pushback on the establishment. And he's, even though he's a billionaire, blue collar people like him.
Yes.
Brexit is happening. And you say it's a pushback on the establishment. Screw you. I don't want to be part of the EU.
Correct.
And I want my opportunity. I don't care how many rich people, powerful people say what a bad move that is.
But these
people are standing up and they're speaking
Brexit.
Out.
I love Brexit. I love people who believe in their own freedom. And I do, and I think that
you don't want to license it to Brussels. That was the point.
No, and I think that this is an amazing country, right? The United States never shares its sovereignty, independent with anybody, right? The United States doesn't subscribe to the International Criminal Court, the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. It doesn't even sign up to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child.
You know? There's a big fear here of a world government.
Yeah, right. But you see. I think we need to think about that love of freedom that there is in the United States and that willingness to be different.
And Mr. Prime Minister, isn't that why the pushback in the pandemic was so strong? Because you're telling me to go get a vaccine, you're telling me to wear a mask, you're telling me not to go to school.
Yeah,
you guys did the same thing and almost died.
It was a nightmare. The COVID thing was a total nightmare because, you know, we were forced, every government, even in the U.S., governments were forced by the horror of the pandemic to do things that went deeply against our own instincts.
Yeah.
If you told me that one of the first things I was going to have to do as Prime Minister when I got elected with a huge majority in 2019 was close down the country, you know, it was terrible.
Right.
It was absolutely terrible.
Right. And you almost died, right?
I was in a bad way. But thankfully, thanks to the wonderful nurses and doctors of the NHS, I was fine.
You bounced
back. And you know, loads of people had it much, much worse than me.
So what do you think of, and we have so much to talk about in your book, because you have such a great career. It's not done. I mean, I don't see many of you guys doing the Donald Trump-like comebacks. Because, you know, when Tony Blair's done, it's like he's done. When David Cameron's done, he's done.
Yeah.
Even though he's a friend of yours. Is Boris Johnson going to have another redux? But first, on Donald Trump, you saw him a couple of weeks ago, or you saw him about a couple of months ago.
I did, yeah. No, I.
What do you think about this? Do you want Trump to win?
So the great convention is that, you know, Donald or Kamala Harris wouldn't come to the UK and get involved in our elections, and we don't conventionally talk about who we want to win. But, you know, I'm a human being, right? And all human beings, I had a good relationship with him.
Donald Trump?
If people, you know, liberal friends of mine in the UK kind of freak out when I say this, but I enjoyed his company.
Do you like him as a person or do you like him as a leader?
Here's a terrible, you know, I'm going to confess that I both, right? And I've always found him the model of kind of old world courtesy and charm. Everybody says you're out of your tiny mind, you know, because that's not all the, that's but that's how I that I can only say what I see, right? And as a leader, as somebody who had to take some tough decisions when he was in the White House, look, what does the world need now, Brian? The world needs a strong America. The world needs strong American leadership. It is simply the case that when Donald Trump was in the White House and I was Foreign Secretary and then Prime Minister, you know, we had far fewer problems with in the Middle East. We had far fewer problems with Russia. I mean, Russia was a nightmare, but Trump was strong.
You know, he knew exactly where he stood.
So everybody says, oh, he's gonna chicken out. He's gonna chicken out and give up the Ukrainians, right? And I don't know what you think, and I'd love to.
I do. Here's the thing. I loved that you were the first over there. I am for Ukraine.
Good for you.
I am absolutely 100% in. In fact, here's Boris Johnson addressing the Ukrainian parliament.
Ukrainian democracy.
against Putin's tyranny. It's about freedom versus oppression. It's about right versus wrong. It's about good versus evil. And that is why Ukraine must win. When we look at the heroism of the Ukrainian people and the bravery of your leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, we know that Ukraine will win. And we in the UK will do everything we can to restore a free, sovereign, and independent Ukraine. Thank you all very much for listening to me today. And Slava Ukraini.
I love it.
Zawahu, Slava.
Was your country behind you on that?
Yeah, totally. And the UK has been extraordinarily strong in its support for Ukraine. Right from the beginning, you'll see Ukrainian flags in shops, on people's lapel pins. I don't know why, it's something that really moved the spirit of the British people.
But your new guy doesn't.
The Labour guy. I think possibly we're not doing as much now as we could, and that makes me sad. This great country, which has given so much, could simply do some easy things, the things that cost no money.
Let them use the
weapons. Correct. Yes. I mean, sorry, but what are we doing?
You must deal with Joe Biden. It must be frustrating for you, is it?
I don't understand. So at every stage, first thing to say is that the Biden White House actually did very, very well in contributing a lot to
once it started.
But it was but did always they get ready? Slow. No. It was always
what
slow.
What did Obama do to get ready for it?
Was there, and on the contrary, and here's the thing that nobody ever says, but I will say it because it's true. Who actually gave the Ukrainians the javelins?
Who?
Donald Trump. Right?
So you got to fight for yourself.
So,
not blankets and MREs.
And he gave, no, but he, so he, so he, so he broke the taboo. He gave them
right.
The kit they needed to defend themselves. And so that's one of the reasons why I think that, you know, if and when he wins, I don't see him capitulating to Putin. I don't see the United States allowing Putin to take
over. How many
times
have you met Putin?
I think once.
What are your thoughts?
He's small, so elfy. He looks a bit like a character.
Jacked up his face with all types of
Lord of the Rings. Does he look like he's had work on it?
Don't you think so?
I don't know.
I mean, he does look like the same guy. But okay, having said that, did you see evil? Did you see the guy? Was he just detached from reality?
I see a very ingenious Kremlin tyrant who is committed to his own self-preservation, and he invaded Ukraine basically because he'd been in power for 20 years in Moscow, and he wanted a war of that would excite national support, and he was deranged, he's demented. He thought that the Ukrainians would surrender and become part of the Russian Empire again.
They have, and they fought better than we could ever imagine.
Without a navy,
they blew up the Russian navy.
They have control of a large part of the Black Sea. They've done incredibly well.
But now, what do you do, Prime Minister? We're talking the former Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson. His book is Unleashed is out. You got to grab it to get a real perspective on the world from outside Unleashed. And inside.
Grab it before he grabs you.
Born here.
Yes.
That's true. That's a good slogan, by the way, if you want to use it. but Mr. Prime Minister, I mean, now you use North Koreans. I mean, they're actually using North Koreans in Europe.
If you wanted proof of the axis of evil, right? If you wanted proof that...
Now, South Korea goes, we might fight. You know, we're going to send our weapons in.
Well, so they should. They already are.
Right.
I mean, the South Koreans have been good, but they need to do more. And this is the... Brian, this is the big struggle of the early 21st century. Because if the bad guys win in Ukraine... And then they'll push us back everywhere.
Absolutely.
They'll push us back all over the all the places where we thought in my lifetime, in the 1980s, we thought it was settled. They were going to be free countries. Ronald Reagan, the achievements of the United States were all
going to... Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher. They were all going to pay off. That's all going to be put in question again. And China. And I would say it's to everybody listening in America, and look at what China will do in the Pacific.
Absolutely. Prime Minister is going to sit down for one other segment. He could get out, but I've locked the door. So we have one more segment together. He's an experienced broadcaster. That's why he's such a great communicator and politician. Pick up his book, more with Boris Johnson, in just a moment. You'll listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at Robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodities interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at Robinhood.com/election.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Tuesday, it's Election Day in America, and Fox News Radio has wall-to-wall coverage, starting with a one-hour preview show with Brett Baer, Martha McCallum, and Dana Perino. Then, Jared Halpern and Jessica Rosenthal lead Democracy 24 state-by-state coverage of the all-important presidential election and balance of power in Congress, along with Fox News reporters throughout the country. It's coverage you can't hear anywhere else. Listen starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at foxnewsradio.com and on the Fox News app. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Interesting people are talking to Will Kane.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne, I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now, you can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Kane show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on foxnews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson here. His book is excellent. It's called Unleashed. You got to go pick it up. It looks brings you right up till today, and it starts with Brexit and works its way up and how it relates here to America. After all, you were born in New York City.
I was.
Yes.
I was fantastic. And it was a very expensive decision, by the way, because you guys then pursued me. I was mayor of London, and I didn't have this story in Unleashed, but I was asked to pay tax on the sale of my primary residence by the U.S. tax law.
How could you be born in America and be prime minister? Here, you can't be. If you're born outside the country, you can't be president. Because
both my parents are British. They were students.
Okay.
My father and mother were students and happened to be living in America at the time.
So what is your view of with this country's election? What's the impact of this election as you view it, Mr. Prime Minister?
Look, it's a wonderful. What's going on is amazing. You know, this whole city, we're in New York right now. Everybody's getting their knickers in a twist about this thing. And, you know,
You think it's a good thing?
So, yes, I do, Brian. I'll tell you why. Because you don't know, and I don't know, and nobody in this building knows what's going to happen on Tuesday night. And that's a wonderful thing.
But it'll be a big impact, right?
There are countries where that everybody knows what's going to happen in the election, right? Like Russia or China. Okay?
Yeah.
This is different. This is the most powerful, greatest country on earth, and we don't know. And that's why it's the greatest country on earth. And I think that, look, we were talking a moment ago.
You're worried about being partisan. I can't get involved in
this is for the American people to decide, right? And they're going to decide. That's a fantastic thing. But well, let me give you my perspective as a Brit. And as an observer of foreign affairs, we want an America that's strong, and an America that gives leadership. And I think that, you know, I look back to things that were done in the time of Ronald Reagan or George W. Bush, who we were just talking about. You saw an America that was strong and decisive and gave leadership. And, you know, I would just, you know, I say again what I saw when Donald Trump was president.
Yeah.
With some pretty tough decisions that worked.
So a couple of things, you know, UK.
I don't want tariffs.
You don't like the tariffs.
That's bad. That never worked. Come on, Smoot-Hawley. Remember all that? It's always a disaster. It impoverishes both sides.
But it sends a message. We got to restructure because America.
Sure.
In many cases.
Have you been to Walmart? Walmart's got 400 million lines of products. Got 2.3 million employees. It's the biggest company in the world. 80% of Walmart's manufactured goods are from.
You got to have an economics conversation because the goal is to start making stuff. And when you have to depend on China to get us masks and pharmaceuticals, there's a problem. We stop making stuff because it's so cheap to have the Vietnamese do it.
But do you believe in Adam? Do you believe in Adam? Adam Smith. I mean, you know, if you or David Ricardo, you've got to have a doctrine of comparison.
I got to ask you this: there's UK politicians from Starmer's party.
Yes.
Who have come, about 100 of them, that have come to the battleground states and are working for the Harris campaign.
Well, look, I mean,
how do you feel about that?
I think it's a mistake. I think it's something that we don't do. We shouldn't, you know, I don't think that the government's friendly, you know, the relationship between here's what I think. I think that it's a mistake, and I think that the Labour guys have apologized for it, as far as I understand, or Starmer.
They're here.
Starmer certainly distanced himself from it. But from my point of view, the relationship between the two countries is far, far more important. And we shouldn't let party political goofs like that get in the way.
And
the friendship between the US and the UK, the transatlantic bond, is the thing that in the 20th century saved the world at least twice.
We're going to need to do it in the 21st
century,
too.
And we're going to have to do it again. Yeah. And it's obvious that we're going to have to do it again. And I can tell you that the UK will be with you around, whether it's in the Pacific or the Euro-Atlantic area.
He's a broadcaster, he's a host, and he's a prime minister. Pick up Unleashed. Boris Johnson, thank you.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-2020. 800-885-2020. Again, that's 800-885-2020.
Reading businesses, listen up.
Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious home-style meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.